What's poppin'? Drew and Mike Show is in the deals in the D.com studios. After a couple days off, did you miss us, everybody?
Did you miss us, everybody?
Much needed couple days. And the only problem is everything just piles up. It's not like some news displaces other news like normal times.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just got back a little bit on the late side because...
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back.
Hey. I went to take my tax stuff to Plant Moran.
Yeah.
Empty parking lot. There's no one, in the building, which is weird.
Huh.
Because, I mean, you go to some businesses and, you know, some people are working there, but... And I'm not... knocking them. I just didn't know that, so I got to send them somewhere, apparently.
Did you wear a mask?
I had a mask on, yes.
Right.
You mean for my non-visit? I put my mask on.
I paid my taxes over a year ago.
I put my mask on. I walked to the door. I saw the sign. I called the number for help, which I didn't get. And then I left, and I took my sign off, or my mask off. And then I went to the bank, came home just in time to see the toilet, which is now in the front yard.
Oh, it is? Cool.
Yeah, by the street. So, Joe the Scrapper, if you need a toilet, dude.
A new shitter. All right.
It's not new. I have a new one. This one is it's a corner shitter, though.
What?
Oh. Yeah, it goes in a corner. And the problem is the top has cracked.
Wow.
And it's literally two pieces, which is kind of nice. Actually, you take a little piece off and you can look and see what's going on in there. If anybody left you an eight ball or you know, a kilo
or an upper decker.
Yeah, upper decker. it's weird. I now think of that part of the toilet is for cocaine after watching the Pablo Escobar series. Because
there's
so often cocaine put in.
It's where you take a dump in the water tank and not in the bowl.
He put a big thing of cocaine in the top of the toilet on this ship because he wanted, if they searched it, he wanted them to find it. Meanwhile, he had 500 times that much under the boat. It was like roped under the boat.
Ah.
I mean, not even in the boat. Not even in the boat. It was like somehow they secured it under the boat in these giant bales.
Drew, wow. I have a question. I have a question for you, Drew.
Yes?
Did you spend the last 4 days off binging the rest of the 74 episodes of Pablo Escobar?
I'm at 67, I think, now.
Oh my God.
Watched quite a few of them. Another brilliant stroke last night. As I'm at the part now where... Pablo buys his piece of property. It's a big building on top of a hill in Medellin, and you kind of have a view of everything. And he bought it because he was anticipating his deal with the government where he would turn himself in and he would say, and that's my prison right there.
Oh, well,
that I bought.
Nice.
And so they go along with it, and they got strippers in there, and you know everybody's having a ball. His family can come and spend the day, spend the night. He's got soccer teams, and they actually import... I think Pablo does this for his team. He cheats by bringing these real soccer players in.
Brilliant.
To kick ass.
Did he bring in the other Escobar?
His brother?
Well, no. You never saw that 30 for 30?
Oh, that
other
guy.
Escobar,
yeah.
Who got shot and murdered.
It was a little deep for my soccer knowledge. But I know who you're talking about. Yeah, is he Pablo Escobar too?
I don't think so, no. He was the guy that scored the own goal here in the U.S., and then there's a whole 30 for 30
Andreas Escobar?
Yeah, it's a fantastic documentary.
It is really good. It's sad.
Well, they,
you know...
Go ahead, Trey.
Listening to Pablo's escapades makes me feel like they should, in fact, be in charge of everything, because look how far ahead he planned everything.
Trudy, he's amazing, and they can't get from one side of Medellin to the other without going through like four checkpoints, and they do it routinely. And last night, I don't know what episode this was, but they had everyone get matching uniforms as a cycling team, and they attached the bicycles to the top of the vehicle, and then when they were like a mile away, they all got on their bikes and started riding their bikes with helmets, and they got the uniforms,
brilliant.
And the car has the logo on it. So it looks like, you know, the people are driving along with them. And then when they get far enough down the road, they put the bikes back on the vehicle and they get inside and they take off.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's pretty incredible.
Wow.
But it's always a little weird. I just don't feel right with a toilet in front of the house. I mean, doesn't? Yeah. I hope somebody can. Joe the scrapper who took my TV and my door, can he come by and take that away? Of course, he'll probably ask, "Where's the top?" Don't feel right.
No doubt.
Or he'll re-ask about the remote control. You know, you can put all the remote stuff on the new one. You don't need the old one. So, give me that and the cord. Facebook Live brought to you by deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use the promo code Drew15 at checkout to receive your 15% off on your entire order with Death Wish Coffee. deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Drew15 for the promo code to get 15% off. I'm wearing the shirt today.
Ooh,
great merch.
Nice.
And, all right, let's see. Where to start?
Do you know it's episode 1,000 today?
Oh, I completely forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You believe that?
Yay.
1,000 episodes.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
That sounds like such a long time.
Well, that means we're halfway to
2,000.
Wow. Well, I was going to mention, too, I was in the car, and anytime I go out, even if it's a small errand, it sort of just reminds me of getting reconnected slowly but surely. I mean, I thought I was going to actually have human contact at Plant Moran. I was wrong.
But, I did that at Jobby Nooner over the weekend. It's great.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see you down there.
You didn't see me?
No, I didn't.
I was texting you the whole time. When are we going to tie up our boats together?
I was probably distancing so far, I just couldn't
see you. Sure.
Anyway, while I was in the car, I put on 97.1 because, you know, Mike Valeni is a sign that things are still normal.
Oh,
Mike Valeni is still on.
No doubt what he's talking about
in the afternoon. What?
Imani Bates. Has to be Imani Bates nonstop. No?
I'm sorry.
The best basketball player in the country committed to Michigan State today.
Oh!
There was talk about him going pro. I mean, it had to be what he opened the show with.
I didn't hear the open, so I don't know. He was talking about the... Actually, this is weird. He was off topic when I turned it on. They were talking about some military guy was talking to him on the phone. I had to put this together after he hung up and sort of went through a little more of it.
There was no back cell?
There was. There was sort of a little back conversation where he talked about, I guess the Chinese are making their military people take certain things and take certain shots, and they really don't have any idea what they're taking.
Okay.
You know, probably Bill Gates's chips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Microchips. Well, two American soldiers called in and said, yeah, we get shots all the time. We have no idea what they're for.
Cool.
So apparently the military has the Bill Gates chips.
Oh, all right.
Boom. Yes. Hot take.
Now we know where they all are.
I think that was the point. If I got it wrong and somebody else heard it, let me know. And then he got into...
First time listener, long time caller.
They had a new list of the top 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Cool.
And number 9, Matt Stafford was number 9.
Boom! Hot take!
Neat.
And let's see what else. Oh, well, Cam Newton was big news.
Yeah, that was big.
He signed with the Patriots for 1 year, and they're paying him less than the Bears are paying Nick Foles.
It's the Patriot way.
They're paying him less than just about every offseason signing.
Everything just falls into the lap.
I know. It sounds like he's in shape, too. So, there you go.
Don't you see him butting heads, though, with Belichick?
He'll drink the Patriot. Don't they have special water there?
We'll see.
We'll see.
It hasn't worked out with everyone.
Brandon, what's the deal with the Red Wings getting the fourth pick? People are just up in arms about it.
Yeah, it was bullshit. I mean, I said, you know, in the weeks past when they said that the Red Wings wouldn't be going to this new playoff thing, but that means they get better odds to get a top pick. I was pretty happy because they were the worst team, and not by choice. They weren't tanking. They were just a really shitty team, and so. Was that Thursday or Friday? Friday, they did the draft lottery. The worst they could possibly get was fourth, but everybody wanted them to get, you know, first overall so they could get this Lafreniere guy, this Alexis Lafreniere, great hockey prospect. Well, they dropped to fourth naturally.
Yeah.
And so did the Senators, who had two of the top five picks. They had 3 and 5, so they actually got screwed too. And some team that's already made the playoffs and will be eliminated in the first round will get the top pick.
I'm so bored.
Yeah,
exactly.
You rag on soccer, and yet you talk about the NHL draft lottery.
Football and baseball, you know, the worst team gets the first, you know, the first pick. But in basketball and hockey, they want to prevent tanking.
How does a team that's getting in the playoffs get the first pick?
Well... There's.
I told you. I find them boring.
If this explanation takes any more than 15 seconds, I'm not interested.
There's extra teams right now that are in the playoffs.
I'm going to start doing that all the time.
Because we don't know who's made the playoffs yet. There's your answer.
Playoffs? Well, no, the playoff teams are already set, and then whoever loses in that first round will get a chance to get that number one pick.
Yeah.
Okay, still don't understand, because they would lose in the first round, therefore they are in the playoffs.
So the playoffs are set?
They're not, your fillings, baby.
They're not doing what the NBA's doing? They don't have extra games before the playoffs?
No, no. Oh, okay. They're just going to go right to the playoff tournament type thing, but they have some extra teams.
No, they're not. They're never going
to play. 5 seconds left. They're going to get the puck back to Murphy. Takes a shot. Oh, my God. It's not a sports podcast.
26 NHL players have tested positive for COVID-19 since June the 8th. I heard today, too. Also, Mike Vileni, boy, he filled my head with things. Two Major League Baseball players are opting out of the season.
Which two?
Ryan Zimmerman. And Mike Leake.
Yeah. Ryan Zimmerman's a big name.
Yeah, huge.
And,
well,
you have to wonder if more guys are going to do it. Because if you make a ton of money and it's a short season, you don't get paid that much, so whatever. Just be
bringing scabs. Bring in the minor league players.
Well, yeah. But there's some minor league players will be called up for him. I'm sure they'll be happy to be called up for him. Hey, did anybody hear the new Tom Petty release, the demo that they put out Thursday or Friday? They put a demo of Yeah, he's dead. I'm aware that he's dead.
Is he back?
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
He's not been brought back, although I just saw a list of 7 rock stars who have died and been brought back to life.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. Nikki Sixx.
Steven Tyler.
You going to make me get the list out?
No. That's just the natural reaction, Trudy and I.
Yeah, there's Slash is on the list.
Really?
Yes, Slash was brought back to life, allegedly. Yeah, Tom Petty had a demo, and I think it's a little slower and more homey. It's just to release because.
You don't know how it feels?
Yes.
Oh, way too slow.
Is this the demo?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that.
Yeah, it is slow, isn't it?
We're gonna get kicked out, aren't we?
Yeah.
They slow down.
We can listen to it later. And did anybody see the Global Citizens concert?
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
I did. I did. I sped through the whole thing and ended up watching like 2 performances of bands that I saw.
I'm curious what 2 performances you watched, because I think I missed Miley Cyrus. Was she on there?
Coldplay. Yeah, Miley was.
She did Help, which I was interested in because it's a Beatles song. And she did a Country, which is a little weird. But
you know what? Did you hear it?
Yes.
Because the country aspect kind of sucked to it. But her voice isn't bad. I never thought her voice is fine.
But I don't know why.
Did you see the performance or did you just hear it?
Yeah. Well, it was the Rose Bowl, right?
Was it the Rose Bowl or was it the Coliseum in L.A.? Either way,
it was
why?
Empty. It was,
why?
I love
her voice. I love it.
Not only was it in the Coliseum, she had somebody make a giant stage that spelled out the words help.
Yeah, and she was on the exclamation point dot with the microphone.
Why? Do it from your home next time, Miley, because
can I help you?
She didn't perform it there.
I don't think she did either.
Looked like a lip sync.
You know, I remember when the whole world just came down on lip syncing, just said, no more. Trudy, remember, nobody, if you lip synced, you were the biggest asshole in the world of entertainment. Yeah,
you were bogus.
And then all of a sudden.
No one took you seriously. Now everyone does.
It snuck back, and it's like, no big deal if you're lip syncing. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Why is that? We just don't care if anybody does anything for real. We don't care if they play instruments. As long as they get 20 dancers with them, everything's fine.
Pretty much.
The reason that happened is because of the dancing. One is contributing to the other. If you can't dance and sing, so you have to lip sync.
Oh, boy. Well,
so that's what happened.
Also,
who demanded dancing, though? I really don't know.
Trudy, I saw it coming. I've been talking about this for years, that dancing is taking over music. It's like, you don't even need the music anymore. You could just have the dancing, and people would be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Did you guys watch the BET Awards last night?
No.
I did not.
Alicia Keys was there. That's why I thought maybe.
Of course, yeah.
No, there would be a big to-do if she wasn't there.
Brian
should invited.
Brian on Facebook Live wrote, what about Sacha Baron Cohen's new hit song?
I can tell. Great.
It has been stuck in my head all day. I keep singing it.
I haven't heard the...
Barack Obama, what you gonna do? Gonna inject him with the Wuhan flu. You haven't heard it yet?
I heard that people are singing it at this thing, which I assume is for a TV show. And
it's probably, is it This Is America? It's or
second
Who
season
is
of, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a 3%er rally, and he snuck in there, I guess, and performed a song.
Who have you
Here it is. Thank you, Brandon.
Is somebody going to just really kick his ass one of these days?
Well, no. He hired his own security guards to go with him, and then they protected him when the people got wise to it.
It's a very catchy song.
I'm going to say what you said. Ready? Okay, this is the chorus. I'm going to say what you do, and you're going to say index.
Is it something we can play?
Oh, we're playing it.
What? I don't know what it is.
So he's basically singing about...
I want to get canceled. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's... What do you mean? Why would we get canceled?
Well, because I don't know. I don't really know what the words are.
He's singing about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and then the World Health Organization and what you're going to do. And then the next refrain to it that he had people repeat back is inject them with the Wuhan flu.
Oh.
Or cut them up like the Saudis do.
I see.
So the whole joke is to get the crowd to repeat it back.
How do you... I'm not sure. Was he so inspirational that the crowd wanted to sing along with him? I mean, that seems like kind of a stretch.
I don't know. It didn't look like to me like he was really kind of fooling anybody, though. I mean, he's wearing a huge oversized suit. So I don't know how many people took him seriously.
They repeated it back, which I guess is the whole point of the joke and will be edited nicely for...
Oh yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
If you like him, you're gonna find it's funny. If you don't, then people are gonna be mad at him. So just like everything else in the world,
I generally like him. I just got last year's season. I don't know. It just got a little old as it went on. I don't know why. Because I've really liked the first couple things he did. But anyway, yeah, he's done some incredible work. I just don't understand how you would get a large group of people to sing a new song along with you before they went, "Hey, this is bogus."
It's like a call and echo type thing.
Yeah, no, I understand. I still would think people would go, who is this guy, and why would we do this? But he's pretty inspiring guy. Also, on the rock and roll front, Tommy Lee got a face tattoo.
Yeah.
Ah, two.
It's Japanese words, which I'm sure, isn't it standard that the tattoo person puts some really stupid phrase up there and tells you it's something important?
Like, look at this dumb shit.
Exactly.
Chinese characters. Oh, sorry, Japanese.
So the face tattoo, that's the new rebel, right? The guy that gets a face tattoo. He's the guy that's taking it one step further than everyone else.
I suppose, yeah.
Is that going to... anyone want to predict, is that going to catch on where lots of people will have face tattoos because they'll have that rebellious moment where they go, I'm not afraid to get a face tattoo?
It's already started. I think Tommy Lee is just trying to be hip and cool like the youngsters are doing, you know.
Yeah, like so Post many Malone.
Post Malone just got his 50th tattoo on his head.
Well, he got
last week.
I know he got so tired.
No one's as cool as Tyson, though, so.
He was first, so. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting tattoo. Post Malone got so tired under each eye.
Don't take a nap.
Yeah. And I was looking for some quotes, like people saying they love this, and of course they were. And Rob Zombie said, looks awesome. I need to tune up with some of my ink, too. And then this guy from Slayer said he said all the young rappers getting face tats look like they're all sharpied up. He was just kind of joking about how when people fell asleep, that's what they did to their faces, and now they're just doing it to themselves permanently. I don't know if he was really concerned about it, but so yeah, good for Tommy Lee. It got him in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do get out and tour, he'll have a face tattoo. I would have never dreamed that face tattoos would catch on or even be cool.
And to think that this dude used to buff Pamela Anderson.
But it seems like they are, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a huge deal.
I mean, I rarely see the response, oh my God, I can't believe you tattooed that on his face. It'll be there forever. I mean, you just don't hear that.
Do we know anyone that personally that has a face tattoo or a neck tattoo?
Yeah,
I don't, like,
yeah, neck tattoos.
The guy we sent to Dr. Roche.
I see neck tattoos all the time. I mean, maybe not their entire neck,
yeah.
But I don't think that's that unusual. But face, I mean, geez.
Well, I mean, Chris Brown's got his. He big winner at last night's BET Awards, by the way, Chris Brown.
Oh, great guy. He's not canceled by they still give him awards.
No. The Game's got him all over his face. Obviously, Post Malone. We talked
about Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Were there the reason I didn't watch BET is I have nothing against BET. I just thought I can't take too many more lectures right now. But I didn't know if it would be like that.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
The Global Citizen thing on Saturday, the concert, that was like a lecture fest, wasn't it?
Big time.
What? Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's just worth speeding through.
I don't mean to be rude, because I'm sure it is rude to ever suggest that these lectures are a lecture, but I feel like people are telling me the same thing over and over and over and over. It's just like Charles on TMZ said, I'm so tired of explaining this to white people. And I'm like, you don't have to keep explaining.
That's a really incredible synopsis.
Actually, you know who was late to the game with their lecture slash TED Talk is Coach K. People were just lauding him for his talk, and I'm sitting there going, this is late. This is too late to the game, Coach K. Where were you 2 months ago or a month ago?
I didn't even know he said anything.
Everything that's been said and needs to be said has been said.
Well, Charles from TMZ, he can explain it to white people as many times as he wants. There's still going to be people that don't do what he says. I mean, that's just a fact.
Well, I don't think they're watching TMZ either.
If you keep recording every single person who says stupid things, you're going to have a person every single day. I promise you. We'll never get everyone straight on anything. It's too bad, but I think it's a fact. Okay, Royal Oak wants to get you downtown, and they want to give you a little incentive to get downtown. So downtown Royal Oak has actually bought time on the show. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I know.
That's great. That's
and cool. Full disclosure, I am a business. I do own part of a business in downtown Royal Oak.
You do?
I do.
I don't think anybody knew that.
Not that I wouldn't accept their advertising anyway under any circumstances. But here's what they're doing. They're lifting people. If you want to take Lyft to get downtown or to get home, they'll get $10 off the ride in and $10 off the ride home.
Hmm. Cool.
You just use promo code GO2RO. GO2RO. Isn't that clever?
Oh, I get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go to RO. And you can go Thursday and Friday evenings. Lyft will honor this from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. So if you want to go to Deco Doug's, or you want to go to Lily's for lunch, or Mesa for lunch, or you want to go to Paper Trail Books, or any of the fine establishments down there, Metals and Time. Let's see, who else is down
there? Any of them, all of them.
Farmers Market, any of them, yeah. Cape Muse, many wonderful places to go in downtown Royal Oak. And, of course, they got free parking for the entire month of July coming up. So take a ride into town using Lyft and get up to $10 off when using the promo code GO2RO. GO2RO when you schedule your ride.
Great, you can remember it when you're drunk.
Code's
good. Yeah, good point.
You should be able to. Code's good every Thursday, Friday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. because I like to bop around Royal Oak during the day. I'm not inclined to be there at 2 a.m., but I always like stopping by a bookstore or Deco Doug's or whatever. Metals and Time. You can use a code when scheduling your ride home for the night. You want to make sure everyone has a responsible experience. Before using Lyft, every rider and driver will be required to self-certify that they wear face masks throughout the ride and will follow CDC and local health officials' guidelines related to COVID-19, as the downtown businesses are. So remember to wear masks or social distancing when entering Royal Oak establishments. And it's GO2RO. GO2RO. All right. So cool. Welcome aboard, Royal Oak. Pretty cool. Oh, boy. Again, so many things. You know what? I just read a story about CHOP, which we've talked a lot about. I don't want to spend a lot of time on CHOP. But somebody sent me an hour-long documentary on Seattle and how the police there are incredibly cool. And, I mean, I think that was the point. They don't arrest you if you got 3 grams or less of meth.
Sounds like a great one.
I'm Detective Sean Kimball.
So they essentially, when they do arrest people, they cycle them out pretty quickly. And they went through this long list they had of people who've been arrested. One guy, I think, 70 times in the last 10 years. And they talked to a guy who'd been arrested 34 times in the last 5 years. And it's just the police are pretty upset about it. But the odd thing is, according to the citizenry, they're not happy either, because wasn't that why CHOP came? Because they want to dismantle the police?
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't want the police.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah. I don't understand. It seems like they've made
police,
an effort to be better, and to let people, these arrests that you don't even know if police should be involved in, you know, they're not like small amounts of really hard drugs, and they don't arrest them. And they also, they have a lot of homeless people there, and they give them space. They have tents on sidewalks, and it just seems like they kind of let this stuff go.
There's
and
a ton of homeless people.
Yeah, it was not.
Like in the, is it called the Pioneer District?
They went through a bunch of districts, and you could
you
not believe.
You know the name of the documentary?
I don't. It was, I'll find it, though, because somebody sent it to me, one of our listeners. I think one of the local TV stations did it, and it was not real complimentary about the whole thing because people are kind of tired of all the trash, and you know, it's always
Is it the Como, the K-O-M-O,
yeah, I think it was K-O-M-O.
Seattle is dying?
That yes, that is probably it.
Okay.
I believe that is it. I recognized the voiceover, but I couldn't figure out who that was. But really? Anyway, so I was like, well, if this is so, you know, revolutionary what they're doing and, you know, cutting slack and people are feel they're suffering because of how free it is, then why does something like CHOP happen? Well, I don't know. It makes Seattle sound like a super duper duper liberal place. And I don't know that it is, although it's very progressive politically. And anyway, the reason I brought up CHOP was because there was a 16-year-old driver killed in CHOP Saturday night, and his 14-year-old passenger was shot, too. And I don't know what the medical situation of the 14-year-old is. The CHOP people, though, this is the really goofy part. They swear that the people in the car shot at them first. And I don't know what the status of the police investigation is, because the police don't generally get into CHOP.
Yeah, well, the 16-year-old died, and the 14-year-old is in critical condition.
Wait, they had a cop in, or they had a car in CHOP?
They said they drove the car into CHOP. They made it sound like they just blew through the barricade and started shooting. And so they shot him back and whatever. And the businesses and the residents of CHOP are suing the city now. And, you know, suing cities is very, very, very difficult business. But they are suggesting that the city was complicit in allowing people to occupy property they own or their space, something to that effect. I'm not sure how they put it, but and then I was reading Brandon about the billion-dollar corporation that just decided to back out, and they more or less called out the Downtown Business Association. Just said they're not really very pro-business. So, see ya. But but CHOP is still there. Yeah. Last I knew, they were still there.
Really? I thought they broke that down. I don't know.
Well, they did. They said some. It was smaller, and then they tried to. They brought in a bulldozer to bulldoze, I guess, trash and stuff. And people, protesters, laid in front of the bulldozer.
Did they bulldoze them?
No, they did not.
Bulldoze them? Why not?
You can't tell them to do anything.
Yeah, you can bulldoze them.
I guess not, because if you bulldoze them and they get hurt, even though they got in the way, then it would be your fault. It is. It's like you can't
win. Let
them
have their trash.
Well, they can file a police report with the police CHOP.
Yeah, the CHOP isn't police, the CHOP police are not getting it done. That is for
isn't
sure.
Isn't this just let the baby have their bottle kind of a thing until they just
until they get bored with it?
Well,
They run out of food or services that they really need.
It's a little
until people started shooting
shot,
each other.
Yeah, people start getting killed, and also the people. I feel bad for the people that live there. And the people that have businesses there, because they're losing their asses. And they also feel they've just been kind of left to deal with all this crap. Like, oh, no police, so it's our problem. The guy we interviewed on the show, who they had gotten a guy who broke into the business, and he said the mob simply demanded that they turn this guy over. And they weren't going to, you know, what are they going to do, fight 20 people? So, yeah, the same old stuff keeps going around. They did say the police will be returning to their building eventually. So I think what they're trying to do is not get anyone too upset. And the way they describe it, too, is, you know, we're meeting with all our stakeholders, the demonstrators, the community leaders, the residents and the businesses. And it made like, oh, so the demonstrators and the community leaders are on par with the people that own businesses and have residences. That seems a little, I don't know, it does seems, I don't think I'd appreciate that, but Seattle, can I say?
Yeah, it's different there.
Yeah. So Facebook, interesting. Did anyone know what their stock did today?
No.
Facebook is being boycotted by, I guess, around 200 companies. big companies.
Big ones.
And this is, you know, I'm really fascinated by this. I can't wait to see how this comes out because I feel like, won't Facebook just somehow weasel out of this and everybody will advertise again?
It was up 2% today.
Okay. Well, they were down.
The market was up. So.
They were down $56 billion over the weekend because of all these advertisers pulling out because they just simply are unable to keep hate speech off of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so these companies are being pressured by people, and they're saying, well, you know, if you can't control your platform any better than that, then we don't want to be a part of it. And I guess Starbucks is one of their biggest advertisers. Yeah. Starbucks is
Coca-Cola.
Says they've suspended all their social media, but they're not technically boycotting, and I don't know why they...
It's the same thing.
Whatever. Yeah, pretty much. But here's the thing. How would Facebook... They can't control anything. How would they control hate speech?
Well,
because if they could, they'd control putting people getting murdered off Facebook live too, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, that's a lot of views, though. Didn't they come out and say that they were going to label all hate speech? You know, that whole thing where you're just going to label it. But reading that story made me think, like, oh, they don't know how to do that algorithm yet, and they certainly aren't going to pay people to do it. They're not going to pay real human beings to do it.
They
don't really have that many employees, right? Remember the room where
They cut as much as they can. They cut. They love to cut employees, but the fact is they take no responsibility for anything on the platform, so they don't need to hire people to, you know, work on making the platform cleaner or less free of complete garbage.
But now that you have advertisers pulling out, you know, that's where it hurts them. They don't have to legally, but now that they want to survive, they're going to have to change some stuff.
I've been consistently blown away that not just Facebook, but all the platforms bear no responsibility, no vetting, no nothing. Just publish it. They don't call it publishing because then they could get sued. I don't know what they call it. But it's not technically publishing. Because if it was publishing, if someone slandered someone, it would be very simple to, you know, get a settlement. You know, we talked about GoFundMe. They don't vet anything.
Mm-hmm.
People put crazy shit up there all the time. But it would be... I think it'd be great if people actually asked them to do some. I mean, certainly.
This is going to be the thing that changes Facebook. This will be. I mean, they can't.
I hope so.
These big advertisers.
I just don't feel like they've really made an effort. It's just like, hey, it's the Wild West. We just put anything out there, and 50 people got murdered live on Facebook. You know, the amazing thing to me was that 50 people were murdered live on Facebook, and they didn't even know. Until the police department called and said, could you take that down? It's kind of upsetting for the people in our town where 50 people murdered.
Facebook.
Then they had to call them back 2 hours later, tell them to take the share. You know, a lot of people shared that, too.
Oops. Facebook had, you know, when they were in damage control mode last week, they had a bunch of call with buyers and marketers. And I want to say they had a trust deficit right now with their users, meaning that their users are pissed because they're seeing bullshit out there.
And then they throw
trust. I just like that they always come up with new fancy words. Like,
what
trust
is it, you know, virtue signaling? Why don't you just say what it is instead of, you know, putting everything in this little box?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what it is, what the person did? Because half the time, these things don't, I don't think they fit, but they just, they love having a... What's that
term? Is virtue signaling like big stuffing? Is it the same?
No, it's when you like.
I know what it is, but is it in the same category
I think it's in the same family because you're essentially all of a sudden you start posting BLM things because you think, oh, people think I'm so wonderful because I support BLM.
Yeah.
And that's when people started going, hey, is that you? Because they, you know, I don't recognize this person's posts.
And they're not really like that.
That was a New York Times editorial that you sent me. That,
yeah.
And then people criticizing people for doing this, going, you might post that, but you don't mean it, because I know you.
Well, you saw then that Reddit and a couple other platforms have begun to, you know, more carefully control their content. So
yeah, Twitch has kicked Donald Trump off of Twitch.
Well, what did Reddit do today? They took something of Trump's off, didn't they?
They removed
the white
Donald,
power video.
The Donald was always a pretty big subreddit for Donald Trump supporters. However, a few months ago, all the people that posted there moved to a different website, a different host or something like that. But yes, today Reddit removed it.
This doesn't have anything to do with the tweet where a guy's screaming white power.
I don't know. I think that's what it was.
In fact, I think he says it three times. It's at the beginning of the tweet, too.
That video was one of the most funny videos I've ever seen.
I agree.
You watch the whole 2 minutes. It's like, what a pile of old assholes.
Is it worth playing? I want to play it.
We can.
Is it worth playing?
I mean, I'm talking about both sides. I wouldn't want to be around any of those people in their golf carts.
I know. I mean, that makes you want to give grandma coronavirus watching that. But isn't that the place where all the seniors had syphilis?
Yes. The villages? Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, remember we went through that whole big story about how they were all getting it on.
Let me just quickly mention, speaking of getting it on, Anthony Bentley Gabara.
They all get it on.
And the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are at Zott, Ford, and Holly. We're in the middle of some weird times. They also know you'd like to purchase or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle, but maybe you're unsure of the future. For this reason, Zott Ford is proud to offer the Ford Promise. What's the Ford Promise? Great question. The Ford Promise means when you buy or lease your new or pre-loved vehicle from our friends at Zott Ford, they promise to buy your vehicle back with no penalty to you if you lose your job anywhere in the next 12 months. How about that? That's pretty cool. It's really that simple. Enjoy the peace of mind knowing if you lose your job because of the uncertainty, and there certainly is uncertainty left, no doubt about it, they'll take your car back. No questions asked, no penalty, no blemishes on your credit, no joke, period. So boogie down to Zott Ford or call Anthony on the magic line, the bat phone, 248-215-5151. Tell them what you want, 248-215-5151. I always get the details, see their incredible deals, and surf the massive inventory. DealsInTheD.com. And Bentley, of course, is humping away down there, too. And David Hall, we have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Yeah, Brandon said a bunch in his prep. God. I want to mention, too, speaking of Bentley, he's been texting me because he's back to his secondary job of trolling.
Oh, is he?
And he's very excited because Alyssa Milano liked one of his tweets.
What?
In response to her tweet. And he goes, she has to know I'm being sarcastic. I said, no, the way you wrote that, I think she thinks you're serious. So Alyssa Milano wrote, cancer culture is being weaponized by the right and Putin. Take notice of who they are targeting and what is trending. Are they trying to hurt Trump's most vocal critics? Yep. The misinformation campaign has begun. Be vigilant in what you post on social media. Truth still matters, so Jim wrote. Thank you for always posting the truth without any slant. You are a true American hero. And she liked that. And so now he's getting trolled hard.
What?
By Trump people. Because they took it serious. And he said that they're basically saying things to him like, a couple of dudes are mad at me for wanting to F her. This is what he said. And I said, just tell him that your dick doesn't know no politics. Say it like that. And so he responded, this one person.
Who are these people, by the way, that have nothing to do but, look what that guy said to Alyssa Milano.
Ask her why she tweeted this. Could it be because a photo of her in blackface has surfaced? But you go on, keep fantasizing about her. You know she was in Playboy in the 90s, right? You can just go spank it to her there. And he wrote, wieners don't get mixed up in politics.
Did that earn him anything with the angry mob?
I'll keep an eye on it.
Had to
Seriously,
throw him off.
How does the angry mob have time to be the angry mob? It seems like a full-time job, doesn't it?
I don't know why so many people are so angry about so many things.
Jesus Christ. I know it's crazy. And I got to tell you, I can't believe, I keep thinking that at some point, somebody or maybe more than a few people will start saying that, you know, this business is tattletaling on people and making them be shamed publicly and turning mobs loose on them. That's really got to stop because, you know, tattletaling was always bad when you did it too much. Mm-hmm. And some of these things, first of all, you're outright wrong. You have the wrong story or your story's wrong in some way. And in many other cases, it's really not something that it's not an appropriate punishment just because you happen to have your phone turned on recording. Of course, now when you were doing something asinine, nobody was recording you. Fortunately. Yeah.
Did you see who might get canceled now today by the Twitter mob?
Oh, who now?
David Bowie.
Come on.
Why?
Oh, I know, because of Germany.
Well, that came up in an article I was reading about.
I think he had interest in Hitler. He was studying Hitler.
He's been quoted as saying that he really thought, you know, I forget what the quote was, but something.
John Wayne's airport, that's canceled.
He had to, Bowie had to correct his statements from like 1975. He corrected them in the 80s. But it's also because he did a song called China Girl.
Oh, really? That was a huge hit, you mean? That's, the one that everybody liked?
That's where the cancellation started.
Yeah, but that's about a specific person who didn't take offense.
I know,
at that.
But the music is that.
Oh, that's Nile Rodgers. That's Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, but Bowie approved it.
By the way, Nile Rodgers, remember Chic? The freak out? He did, he and Chic, I didn't even know they did stuff together anymore. They did a cover of Hey Jude. That's, really? You know, it's got the female singer and it's kind of funky. It's got a nice, generally anything he does is pretty damn good. But let me finish with Hall Financial first. As they're working around the clock to help you save money by refinancing. If you haven't refinanced in the last year on your home, Hall Financial's here to help. And they think they can help you if you haven't done it in the last year. So if you did it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it's worth a try. You might be able to skip a couple payments. You might be able to keep some extra money in your pocket. You might be able to shorten the length of your term and save some money. Might get a lower interest rate. It might be just all good with Hall Financial. 248-308-5000 or go to davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike or our website. Click the link to Hall Financial. Fill out the online form and they'll get back to you in a hurry, and they are fast. 19-day average to get it done. Do it. Get it done. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention, and MLS number 1467435.
Bentley's trolling, man.
Is he?
Well, every What's time somebody now? Says something back to him, he corrects their punctuation or their spelling.
Wow.
Which is just comical in my mind.
We're going to have to listen to this later on. Do you know who Shane Dawson is?
No.
Brandon sent it in front.
I only really knew about him this weekend because he was a YouTuber who got into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and that's I found that interesting too. As I started to dive into it, you find that a lot of these, first of all, these YouTube personalities who may have like 30 million subscribers, mm-hmm. they make a ton of money, and some of them are beauty vloggers. Some of them are, I mean, there's different categories, but these people are all like mini celebrities, like big celebrities, but we don't know them. I mean, if you're not in that world, you wouldn't even hear about them. So this guy, Shane Dawson, who's so funny.
I bet he's not.
I'm dying to know what latched these people to him, because I don't think he's very funny. And plus, he's so busy being sorry right now. He was doing blackface just a few years ago. Many times, using the N-word, doing all the things that get people canceled, but he's so funny that he didn't get canceled. Mm. And so now, apparently, somebody's really taken note of his backlog of horrible stuff, and there's a ton of it. So now he's really, 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 really sorry.
Oh, man.
And he also, it appears, there was some, and God help me for digging in and finding this stuff out. There's another beauty blogger, vlogger, whatever you call him, who
Vlogger.
Sang along with the N-word in a song on a post. And this guy, the super-duper racist YouTuber, he, using another person's name, called out and tried to get the other guy canceled. And this guy got attacked by the mob. The mob went after him. And so he had to apologize for that. did he deny that? I can't remember. But anyway, he's gotten into huge wars. There are people who've called him out for, you know, blackface is racist. And he'll say like, well, there's a black person, a black friend of mine's here, so shut up. And I mean, he's really like a...
There's been a ton of different examples. And that even goes beyond, you know, racial stuff. Like he got in trouble for, you know, taking a picture of, I think, Willow Smith Smith.
Pretending to masturbate to Willow Smith when she was 11.
There was also one where he's with like an 11-year-old girl and he's asking her about sex, and it's just kind of weird. There's another video he made where he's just jokingly performing fake fellatio on a canine. But everybody's bringing out every single thing that he's ever done.
He's so funny.
And yeah, they're putting it out there, and he's made $12 million off Facebook.
Yep. And
I'm sorry, YouTube.
That's the funniest part about this whole story, is that he's made that much money.
You know what I couldn't get over was that...
good one.
we tend to want to believe or believe or think we should believe that everyone who's 20 or 15 or 20 or 25, that they all know the rules and they all know the N-word is just the worst thing ever. They know about blackface. They know all this stuff. And he's living proof that, no, they don't. And they'll ignore it. Either they ignore it on purpose and continue putting money in this guy's pocket, or they don't know that well. I don't know. I mean, when rap music is as huge as it is to people at that age, I have to wonder how, you know, this whole, the N-word, never! I have to wonder how many of them don't take it seriously. But in his case, he knew this other guy singing along with it was going to get in trouble, and he apparently engineered this, you know, attempted takedown when he's doing much worse.
Well, someone called Jenna Marbles quit her YouTube channel, yes, too, over her blackface, which I only bring it up because I was like, who's Jenna Marbles? Which led me to looking up videos of her or pictures of her scantily clad and then nude, and I couldn't tell if they were really nudes or not.
Is she hot?
There's some pretty hot pictures of her.
Oh, really?
She started with the Barstool group like 9 years ago and left them pretty quick.
I remember when she first went viral. I can't remember what it was for. It was a silly video. She looked really cute in it. And then from there, she turned into just doing wacky performances and doing makeup
really funny
here and there. She has made $8 million in YouTube.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
And she's done now. She is also...
she's got her $8 million.
Yeah, she's given up. That way she doesn't get in trouble. She also deleted half of her category. Half of her library.
Well, anyway, as you read about these people, Jenna Marbles, Shane Dawson, I mean, there's gazillions of them, and it sounds to me like racist content was just not a big deal. They're all suddenly incredibly woke, and I don't buy it.
Well, that's because the mob doesn't run YouTube.
Well, why does the mob let them off the hook? I mean, these are people who are 20 who
the
would
mob
absolutely.
Didn't. They're all getting canceled now.
Well, no, but they did it all for years. They've been doing it, is my point. Nobody says anything.
I'm going to guess that their fans were probably. I'd love to see the demographics of Jenna Marbles' fans. Were probably pretty white, and maybe didn't care or didn't realize.
I see plenty of white people who will call people out.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
White people complain more than black people.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And are more finicky about it.
A different kind, then.
I didn't know how to take that all in. It's like, wait, you've got this whole subgroup of people who get millions. This Shane Dawson has 2 billion views. Billion views, and he's been doing blackface, N-word. I mean, you name it, he's doing it, and it's all in funny fun.
But I've seen, you know, every episode of 30 Rock, and their depiction of blackface wasn't offensive. I wouldn't have thought it was offensive because it was in the realm of comedy. Same with David Cross doing it on with Bob and David. But you know, apparently,
well, would they do it now? They probably wouldn't do it
now.
No,
they pulled. Everything's been pulled.
These are people we're talking about in the last few years have been doing this stuff, and no biggie. So woke. This guy's apology is hilarious. I've never heard anyone say I'm sorry so many times.
Jenna Marbles, did you see her apology video or just the still of it?
I saw some clips from
it. She's really dressed down in it, and it made me think of your whole point of, you know, no makeup photo and sad photo all wrapped up in one, because her other picture, she looks smoking hot, and then in the apology one, it's like, I have no makeup on. I'm really sad about everything. I'm not so hot. I'm just a regular white girl now.
Like the Hollywood PSA where they, I take responsibility.
Yeah, very, very similar. Now here's another.
I saw that ad over again, by the way. The whole, you know, I'm trying to think who's on there.
Well,
Aaron Paul.
Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, oh, Aaron
or is
Paul
that a different
is
one?
So dramatic. Yeah. By the time you finish that
Kristen
thing,
Bell.
You would really believe that these people are around the most racist people who are constantly making racist jokes, you know, that they're not going to stand for anymore.
If you hung around with Justin Theroux and Stanley Tucci, you are so canceled. Do you know who JoJo Siwa is?
God.
Or is that just because I have
people
a...
people do we have to know?
Is this a YouTuber?
No, she was on, like, that Dance Mom show, and now she has You know, all these product lines. She is fucking loaded. She has her own house that she bought that is just, she took everybody on a tour of her house, and it's the most annoying video you'll ever see.
Well, that's,
but now she's got her own backlash, but she's fighting it hard.
How is she fighting it? Because she's in blackface, right?
No, she's not. Well, read the story, because it really kind of explains how ludicrous the whole blackface thing has gotten.
I would like to address the music video that we shot for Nonstop in February. The 17-year-old dance mom star posted on her social media accounts. We're talking about kids dressing up as circus animals. No one in my video is wearing blackface. It's awful that anyone's mind would even go there. Kids dressing in animal costumes, having their face painted look like animals, acting the part. Dancer in question is indeed wearing brown makeup on her face as part of what appears to be a monkey. Monkey costume.
But it's a monkey. It's a white person in a monkey costume.
But it is, as Siwa says, framed within a larger context of a circus setting. She apparently had taken to blocking users and deleting comments on it. deleting comments on Instagram in the intervening week over the vitriol she was facing, which angered some users further, explaining, people were sending me really horrible and disgusting messages about my appearance, my sexuality, my content, overall just being hateful.
But no one ever talked about what a terrible, terrible song it is either.
I didn't do anything that needs an apology. This is me clearing things up.
It's late at night and I don't want to go to sleep. It's Saturday night and I'm moving to the beat. The encore's over about an hour ago. They turned on the lights, but I'm still feeling the show.
Go!
I'm gonna fight through the town. There's no holding me back.
She should just do a remix with Go Blacks in it.
That song reminded me of the Dandy Warhols. I don't know why. Really? Bohemian Like Me. I heard some.
Oh, so now she's a plagiarizer, baby.
Anyway, I'm just, this whole thing is so crazy. And it's also crazy when you find out that these fucking putzes are making millions and millions of dollars every year with this crap. And so, you know, when someone has 2 billion streams, don't you think that maybe YouTube, we don't really want to look into that.
No, of course
not. Just like a lot of this white supremacist stuff, or, you know, that these advertisers, I mean, are they boycotting also because of all these YouTubers who are so absolutely absent in terms of their caution?
What, white supremacists?
No, the people using blackface and throwing the N-word around, and they're making, you know, 2 billion streams. This one guy.
What was your question, though?
Are they part of what the people are boycotting about? Or is it just strictly the hardcore?
Oh, I think
I think it's all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wouldn't think YouTube would really want to be too, you know, I don't think they want to come down too hard on some of these. Somebody's got 2 billion streams. I think they'd want to keep them on.
I think the pendulum of blackface has swung too far now that people want James Earl Jones to be recast as Darth Vader in Star Wars.
But that's the thing. Over the weekend, I don't know how this happened, but when we left you guys on Thursday, Cleveland Brown was Cleveland Brown was Cleveland, and the Big Mouth girl was
Jenny
Big Mouth.
Slate, yeah,
she's only Slate. She's half black, and she does a black character, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nerdy.
So it being half black, you can't do a black character.
No. The character's half black. Jenny Slate, pure white.
Oh, she's white. Okay,
white and half Jewish, I think.
Yeah. Well, she's Jewish.
But Cleveland Brown has been around for a long time. He is now gone.
Simpsons.
Can a non-Jewish person be a Jewish person?
It's a great question.
I think it is a good question.
That's a religion, not an ethnicity.
Well, there's prejudice against Jews, though.
Yeah, there's prejudice.
Al Pacino is playing one in that Netflix show.
Kristen Bell and Josh Gad, they jumped out of whatever show that I never even heard of that they were on. They were playing.
What?
You know why you never heard of it? Because it's on Apple TV Plus.
Okay. Wait, they are no longer voicing a couple characters that were multi-ethnicity.
Oh.
Allison Brie.
She's
very upset that she voiced an Asian
American.
I got to tell you, if you're a minority, get into voiceovers right now.
Yes. I want to call time out. These people really weren't aware that this might not go over well in today's climate.
Allison Brie just had this huge apology for playing the Asian American or whatever on BoJack Horseman. She's been doing it for 6 years, most recently last year.
Okay, so I just don't know if I buy that she really is that she her antenna is wildly looking for all things she can do that aren't, you know, of this ilk. No, she saw a job, she thought she'd make some money, and she didn't probably didn't give a fuck, and somebody probably said something. That's my guess.
I don't understand it.
I don't know why someone as woke as some of these people would not realize that that might, I mean, I'm surprised they have to quit the job, to be honest. Okay, I want to talk about water, because I hate water. I hate it. It's the reason you need people like Emergency Response Services Incorporated, because you get lots of water in your basement. Or maybe worse, maybe you've got fire damage, or you've got storm damage, or the water's gone, but the mold is still there. Please call 877-JOB-DONE when you have any problem of this nature. If it's an emergency, probably you can call 877-JOB-DONE, and they can probably help you. 877jobdone.com is the website, and then they're still doing the COVID-19 disinfecting of service vehicles and businesses, and I guess they're doing a lot of that business. Very important, too. So again, if it's water, if it's storm damage, if it's mold after the water or before the water, maybe you didn't even have water, but oh my God, we've got mold like crazy, or fire damage, call Emergency Response Services Incorporated at 877-JOB-DONE. Or the website 877jobdone.com. And Trudy,
did you see that story, by the way? You can see if you're in a flood area or a risk of your house backing up with flood water.
I did not.
I think it was in the Free Press or the news today.
Am I at risk? Huh. Are you at risk?
I check yours. No,
but yeah, check mine too.
I'm like a half a block away from risk.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like major intersections in cities are of higher risk. I don't know why.
You know,
pumps are smaller.
I don't know.
Tremendous amounts of water.
I know this story is old and over, but the whole dam which took out...
Oh, that's still going on?
No, I know. Exactly. It's like we've forgotten about it.
People's lives are still upended, man.
Look at how many people's lives are screwed. Not just the ones whose homes are flooded, but the ones who lived on a lake.
It's about time we fix the dam.
Dams.
Now I got a big thing of sand in front of them. I mean, how... I just cannot believe that no one did anything. No, there's really nothing anyone could do.
No.
I mean, doesn't that seem impossible?
Well,
I mean,
of course
it seems to me like nobody really...
Nobody wanted to, because it costs money. If everything's fine, why would you ever fit? Hey, it's
and
fine.
Chances are it'll just happen some other time when I'm not
when
really in a position
in
where I can help.
Yeah, no, it's ludicrous.
And also, I've noticed that there's a real blame. It's impossible. The blame is really spread out. It's like, you can't really point at one person, except for the guy that owns it, who has no incentive to care about anyone else. I mean, I always thought a situation like that, first of all, I didn't know you could own a dam. I didn't realize that people, it's like the Maroons and the bridge. I didn't know people could own a bridge to Canada.
Yeah, any kind of public-private partnership is weird.
But a dam? Anyway, Trudy, I was just about to get to Dr. Roche. Can you enlighten us on what's going on
over
there?
I talked to Janine at the offices of Dr. Roche today. She says they are seeing amazing things with Evolve. They've been using it like sort of nonstop on all the patients. And it takes away, she sent some pictures, the before and after are really profound. Puckered pouches around your midriff, dimpled skin on your legs and behind.
Say that again faster.
What?
Say that again faster.
Puckered
really
pouches.
Profound puckered pouches.
Puckered pouches.
Yeah.
And your dimpled, you know, that cellulite, the saggy bag of popcorn look. Evolve actually makes everything smoother, tighter. It tightens skin that looks all crepey into smooth, younger looking skin, and it unpuckers stomachs, toned legs, and
parade pudgeful and picker pageant.
Pucker pouches. You'll see
parade pudgeful and picker pageant.
Pouches. You'll actually go to their website, droche.com. Pretty amazing pictures there of people's toned legs and glutes. It is not invasive, it is not surgical, and it is not something you need to take like weeks off to recover from. And you can see some really amazing results. So if you want to get back into shape, you have to do a lot of working out, or you can go to Evolve and you can schedule a consultation with them today at droche.com, 248-338-1110, drroche.com for tightening and Evolve.
Since we were talking about cancel culture, do you see the girl who, remember the famous Instagram photo where she was pretending to help board up? a business, and then she got in the car, and then the person, because we had it backwards, we thought she was saying it to them, but you can clearly see this lady gets in the car, and someone's like, BLM, you know, thanks, guys. Remember that whole video?
Yeah.
And I guess she lost her job, but she's now broken her silence about the whole event.
I read that, and it turns out that entire story was just completely...
Aaron Hernandez's boyfriend in prison broke his silence, too.
Yeah, this Saturday he's breaking his silence.
But he's already broken.
Wait. How was it misconstrued?
It was way misconstrued. According to her, the girl was an intern, and she was not hired, so she could never get fired, but they did close her internship.
Who's intern?
That's splitting. Remember the girl that was pretending to board up the business, and then there was video of her, and then she gets in her car.
And
Black Lives Matter.
Examiner dumped her.
Yeah, so she broke her silence about what really happened, and she claims, as a journalist, she was just there to document, what's
happening.
So what
she did the drill for?
Why is she in the picture? How many journalists do you know
are
in the picture? No, you take the picture and report
bullshit.
On it. I thought her whole response was total bullshit. What else did you say she was saying, Brandon?
She provided a ton of different links to incorrect stories that, you know, labeled her this, that, the other. And
good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know. Basically, she was just trying to say, no, I was filming various things all throughout the city. It wasn't going to go on Instagram.
Bullshit.
And it's ruined my life.
Good.
Who believes that at all?
Honestly, I don't want her life ruined, and stupid.
But come
this
on.
Whole what is with this mob? Why do we have mobs going up? This is wrong.
Here's my thing. I forgot about her. I laughed at her and forgot about her. And now that she's responded with this, I'm like, fuck you for changing the story. She said she was threatened because that person said BLM, but she was already in the car.
She was threatened by the person saying BLM.
Yeah.
How did that threaten her?
I think she was threatened by the words they used before she got in the car.
She said, I noticed two activists who had been watching and filming me nearby. They heckled me, called out Black Lives Matter and boyfriends of Instagram. I felt threatened, quickly thanked the worker for his efforts, left. The thoughts of publishing that photo never crossed my mind, but that's not how it happened.
I want the mob to go after her again.
That's what I mean.
That pisses me off so much.
She's rewriting history.
Oh.
And then she was mad because...
how did we get here?
It was her father's car, not hers.
And it was her father taking the picture, not her boyfriend.
Oh, and how does she happen to have her father's car? Does she drive it all the time?
It's just,
how does she drive her father's car all the time in the middle of the day?
Her dad was driving her.
Daddy.
Her dad was the one that took the picture.
Daddy, nice parenting.
Oh, that was her dad that took the picture?
Nice parenting, by the way.
Good judgment.
Why not?
Runs in the family.
She can say whatever she wants, but let the record show. She was taking a picture, pretending to help board up, pretending to help this guy who's doing a job. And it's just fake, and it's phony, and fuck her.
Remember, that's the premise of broadcast news where William Hurt pretended to cry?
Yeah, it's fake.
That was terrible.
If there were any journalistic integrity, it would be against that. But
well, you know, I wasn't really going to go. I didn't want to go.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Bentley just got a new follow on Twitter
from
Scott Baio.
What? That's probably not hard to get. I'm not as impressed as I was with Alyssa Milano.
I don't know what he replied to, but he wrote because I didn't look at the tweet, but he wrote Scott A. No, this would have been a kick-ass show. Too bad Dawn didn't do her job and listen to your pitch. Sorry you're being blacklisted in Hollywood. It's not fair to you and all the great. And I don't have the rest of it. Because he just sent a screenshot of his main screen. And then the next one says, Scott Baio followed you back.
Oh, man.
And he just wrote, best day of my life. Two 80s actors that are active on social media who haven't worked in 30 years have followed me. And so some guy replied to his Alyssa Milano one, and he wrote, LOL, what drugs you on? And Jim wrote, nothing, just Sudafed, and the picture of Trump with all the Sudafed and Trump.
You know, there ought to be some...
He's having a blast,
is there some
man.
Way to create an occupation for Jim where he does this full time?
He had Twitter troll. I mean,
wouldn't he be perfect?
I love that. He just trolls everyone, both sides, everyone. And they're all too stupid to not realize it.
Anybody else out there who's doing this sort of thing, if you get a like from the likes of Chrissy Teigen or Alyssa Milano or James Woods or whoever, please take a screenshot and send it to us because there's always a funny story behind it. On the business of cancellation and uncancellation and all this bullshit, we could do three shows in one day on this. There's so many stories, and some of them I think are really funny and they're worth sharing. Some of them, I'm just getting weary of the whole thing, but this part I really liked. Okay, Yale University, who have called out many of their own for many, many things, including, it seems to me I remember, was it last year when one of their, I don't know if she's a professor, I'm not sure what she did, but she made a list of safe Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah.
And she put something in there that was not safe. And I think she ended up getting fired. Like, they demanded her dismissal because, and they were, I think they've knocked down a couple statues or changed a couple, you know, building names. Anyway, suddenly this cancel Yale started showing up on Twitter because Yale is named after Elihu Yale, who was a slave trader. Slave, not a slaveholder, a slave trader. That's worse.
To that little sidebar to that point, I was watching something and they had the ad for Hamilton coming to Disney Plus July 3rd. I'm like, Alexander Hamilton, I wonder if he ever owned slaves.
All right, Hamilton.
Because I feel like it's tricky. It seems like he never really directly owned slaves, but he seemed to have a hand in facilitating some trade slaves.
I can tell you, they won't cancel Hamilton, no matter what. That will not get canceled. It doesn't matter what he did and how bad it is. And they don't want to cancel Yale. Yale does not want to change its name. That's why this is so funny.
Well, it's a brand now. Nobody thinks of that guy. They think of the university.
I never thought of Yale as a person.
There's a lot of brands, though. There's a lot
Washington,
of
George Washington. You want to cancel George Washington? He's a pretty shitty dude.
Well, Thomas Jefferson. I mean, his brand, University of Virginia, is Thomas Jefferson. There's a lot of things where you find out one little thing, and all of a sudden you just go, cancel.
And but Yale, George Washington didn't do shit. He could suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.
That guy wants him canceled.
What these people started doing was they're tweeting, for example, Hillary Clinton had a lot of Juneteenth tweets. She's suddenly a big Juneteenth person. And by the way, I thought it was very odd when this first happened, because I didn't really know what Juneteenth was. And when Trump scheduled his speech on Juneteenth, people were like, oh, my God, it's on Juneteenth. I was like, how does everyone know what Juneteenth is all of a sudden? Because I feel like Megyn Kelly. I just didn't really know that it was a big thing. I mean, I knew what it was, but I knew it because that guy spray painted his truck on Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Well, or some horrible person spray painted his truck. Did everyone think Juneteenth was that big a thing that you'd have to cancel something scheduled on Juneteenth?
No,
it definitely wasn't before. In fact, we had the guy on the boner line who said it's my birthday, and you tend to know what holidays fall on your own birthday. He just found out about it himself. So,
but everyone was falling all over themselves to do something to signify, to virtue signal Juneteenth. Did you notice that? All kinds of people suddenly, you know, had to tweet about it or say something about it, how important
it
is.
Like Trump said, nobody's done more for Juneteenth than he has. You didn't see his quote?
Oh, no,
and
I did
that
not.
Guy in Clio.
Let me find his direct.
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember it now. So this is funny because Yale, it's really, this hasn't really been discussed much, but this guy, Elihu Yale, was a slave trader. So people are tweeting at Hillary Clinton because she's, again, getting all excited about Juneteenth, and she's got all these really wonderful things, and they're saying, well, why did you attend Yale? Name for a slave trader. Which, of course, she's not answering. But they're doing that to all these people. They're like, cancel Yale or you hate black people, and on and on and on. So finally, the student newspaper there felt that they had to respond because, you know, it's a thing. And they suggested that it's really they shouldn't cancel Yale because it's a right wing poke. So in other words, when the right wing, like Jimmy Kimmel, when the right wing is the only person getting upset about something, it doesn't really matter what it is. It doesn't have to be canceled.
Okay.
Now, if it had come from the left wing Twitter pile, I would think they would treat it a lot differently. But I thought that, that's a new term. I'm going to hear this. I know I'm going to hear this more now. A right wing poke.
I couldn't see Yale changing no matter what.
No, they're not going to want to. And it's I think the truth of the matter is none of these people want to change the name of something that's been established for a long time. They don't want to. And I still can't get over that the Constitution's not under attack. The most important document in America was written by half people that own slaves. Also, the national anthem, Francis Scott Key had slaves.
Yeah, cancel him.
So this Yale thing is funny, though, because it's one of those things where I normally say, oh, God, just leave it alone. But this is one of those things where it's kind of funny because I'm just not a fan of all the Yale power out there and how these Yale people all seem to land in these important government positions. Yale, Harvard, Harvard, Yale. I mean, isn't it amazing how many people from two schools can run so much shit?
That's why people go there. Yep. Contacts. Right.
yes. Privilege. So, let's see. Was there another cancellation? Well, I don't want to play this guy's apology yet. I do want to play it, though. The Shane, Brandon, did you hear the Shane Dawson apology you sent in your prep?
Yeah. Let me see.
I mean, were you amused by it?
Well, I mean, it had just come off the cuff of me watching a bunch of other videos of him being an asshole, so.
Okay, let's dig into that in a minute.
Can we play the Ian Poulter clip? Because that's easily the best clip from the last 4 days.
The
Ian Poulter? The PGA Tour?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't know whose fart it was.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I knew the golf fart. I knew there was a great fart in golf, but I didn't know who farted.
Did he claim it?
Yep.
He did.
He did. Good for him.
He took credit right after it happened. He wanted to make sure the cameras got it, too. You heard it, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
At least load it up here.
You should start the show with
kidding
it.
Or not.
Or we could just save it to the end and keep make people listen.
No, play. I want to hear it right now. I really want to hear
it's
it.
It's taking forever to load up, so.
Oh, okay.
Here, I can just get it. It was in my prep that you obviously.
Here it is. No, I have it. My computer's taking forever.
Oh, man, it's a race.
I'll mention Tad Klimek, since we're trying to kill for time here. Over the past couple months, many people have been affected financially one way or the other by COVID and its effect on your workplace, or maybe it could be a variety of things. I mean, there's so much going on. It's been a crazy year. And if you need to call attorney Tad Klimek, it means that you're probably looking for financial options because nobody wants to file for bankruptcy, but it's best to know what options you have. Since March, the entire country has pretty much been dumped on, and Tad practices exclusively in Chapter 7 Fresh Starts and Chapter 13 Restructuring. It's a solo practice. It's all Tad. So you'll talk to Tad, you'll meet with Tad. All that business is Tad, not some paralegal or not somebody it's dumped off to. Consultations are free. No physical hearings right now. You never need to leave your house. He's a huge listener of the show, too, and he can probably talk in drops with you. So for some reason, people seem to have fun with that, which is great. Go to KlimekLawOffice.com. That's K-L-I-M-M-E-K, LawOffice.com. It's actually Tad answering the questions. He will not hide fees or costs. If you're feeling the pressure, visit KlimekLawOffice.com. Take advantage now. Remember to know your options before you don't have any. And the American Divorce Association for Men, if you're a man facing divorce or custody issues, call Adam. For nearly 30 years, Adam's been helping men like you protect your rights and get fair treatment in the court system that you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. Go with Adam. They have the knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys you want. Call 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. And, yeah, unfortunately, it's been a good year for Adam. They've been busy. Sure. Been a lot of, I mean, when you have all this extra stuff going on, it just makes the pressure a little worse.
Yep.
So did you find the fart?
Here he is, yep. Did you get that? He said. And then Greg Chalmers said, isn't that supposed to be more silent than that? And he told him to stay over there because he was playing with them.
Oh, boy.
He's got kind of a smile on his face, too. He's not mic'd up in this video. So those
really?
Are just those, you know, those giant mics they put by the
team. Wow.
Team.
Yeah, those are good.
Directionals.
Yeah.
Yep.
How jealous are you, Brandon?
It was a good fart. It was definitely great? A good fart. I would love to have one of my farts be featured on national television.
So, yeah, that trajectory was just perfect.
So Chalmers was the one teeing up. Poulter was just off to the side. That's how I took it, right, Brandon? Like, that's not right, isn't
it? Oh, I just assumed it was because I didn't know who he was.
Oh, okay, maybe I had it backwards.
Is it really that important whose ass it came out of? I mean, the point well, yes, a great because fart was on national TV.
It does, because Chalmers tweeted out, I like the, and then he puts in quotes, fart in the closed caption. That really confirmed it for me. Because in the closed captioning it says, fart in quotes.
Then
Ian Poulter responded, he said, the best bit as everyone thinks it's you, because I think he was the one teeing off.
Wait, has closed caption ever acknowledged a fart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
In a golf match?
Well, not live. That's the amazing
thing. That's incredible. I mean, a live fart is closed captioned?
Here you go.
That's groundbreaking. That should be headline news.
Can you see it here? Ready? The caption's on the bottom there.
Mark, it seemed like fart came up at the very beginning of the fart.
I know. It didn't say golf shot when he hit the ball.
Was that added later?
Oh, maybe it was. I didn't think it was, but just how it's been all over Twitter.
You know, I can't believe people aren't talking about the closed captioning aspect of that. I mean,
especially when the two subjects were.
Yeah, a live fart and closed captioning acknowledges it. That's incredible.
Isn't that the best?
Why should people who are hearing impaired be denied the effect of a fart?
Yeah, they like farts too.
No, they shouldn't.
Impact.
I wonder if, it's a great question. Do people laugh when they see it in the closed captioning because they know a great fart just came out? Or
yeah, they laugh. Yeah. Well, everyone laughs at farts.
For sure.
Ian Poulter then tweeted out later, he goes, when you let one rip on the tee, always blame someone else in the four ball.
My cousin's deaf. I don't ever recall him laughing at a fart.
Really?
Because it's just the smell for him. It just comes and hits.
But wait, he farts too, so he knows that they're funny.
But he doesn't know when they are loud or when they're silent, and that actually leads to some pretty awkward farts. Yeah.
So it's funny. It's all sound then. It isn't how it feels or that you knew.
I mean, I think part of the
he isn't aware that it's a ripper.
The fart is the sound quality of the fart. No one really loves the smell of a fart. I mean, unless it's your own. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're sniffing the hell out of those. But it's the sounds that make it funny.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet you blind people like farts a lot more than deaf people.
Can we put it on the Twitter poll?
I'd love to hear from someone. Yeah, do blind people... Do hearing impaired people enjoy farts?
Will you put it on there, Brandon?
The same or less.
Then blind people or regular people?
Well, blind and deaf. I mean, that's not. I mean,
well, I would think blind people.
Blind people
enjoy
would love farts. I mean, they would appreciate the various sounds a lot more than a hearing impaired person could.
But they can't. Like, do they know who to blame it on, though? Will they know?
No.
I mean, no. They'll probably know if a dog's in the room.
Well, there's a big story here.
What story?
Otherwise, I don't know if I would even bother with it. But has everyone seen? And one television station used a headline which they later changed. It said, "DPD car plows through protesting crowd."
It was used on a reporter's Twitter too, who had the video.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, anybody read comments underneath the story? Because there were tons of comments. Tons of comments. And
this is going to be a bad one, by the way.
I have a feeling, you know,
did you see Chief Craig's?
I did not. No. What has he said about it? What happened? Let me just explain first. What happens is what happens all the time with these. And by the way, the driver is universally blamed for them. They come up on a group of protesting people. And they can't go any further, so they stop. The protesters tend to gather around the car in what might appear to be threatening to a lot of people. And in some cases, it is threatening because they honk or they want to get moving. And the protesters get really mad and they start, you know, hitting the car or reaching in or yelling. And the people start inching, like, get out of my fucking way. And then nobody will move, so they go a little faster, and then somebody gets kind of caught, and they're on the hood, and they roll off, or something like that. But it's insidious, because either let the car go, or, I mean, there has to be something has to be done here. You can't just gather on cars and scream at the driver and expect them, you know, to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, I know there's a police car, I think it was in New York last night, the back window was broken out. And then the guy, you know, he was in the process of taking off. He's trying to weasel through. The back window is broken. And then he sort of...
I think Chief Craig said that the back window on this car got broken, too.
Well, they're very.
But it didn't look like it when he drove off. But yeah, no.
It's a very threatening thing. And when they were looking for that old white haired lady from Taylor, I was like, wait a second.
Lock her up.
She did not do anything wrong. And I don't understand.
She didn't ruin that cycle.
I realize that people. I know she did ruin the cycle.
That cycle's destroyed.
People, don't want to blame the protesters for the riots. They don't want to blame the protesters for anything because they're out there and their heart's in the right place. But why are protesters continually refusing to get out of the way of cars?
Yeah,
and why don't people realize how threatening this is when people get around? And when it's a cop car, it gets really nasty. I mean, people are screaming pig and, you know, on and on and on. This one in New York last night. Three cops came upon a scene I think they were called to, and they had so much shit thrown at them, including bottles, that they turned around and drove away. And it was like, oh, my God, how embarrassing is that? But, I mean, we saw the cops who had a bucket of water thrown over their heads as they were leaving a scene, and they just left because, you know, all these people were kind of taunting them and yelling at them. But the Detroit cop thing... when he takes off, he kind of takes off. He drove faster than people usually do. Usually they'll drive, you know, maybe 10 miles an hour until the person rolls off the front of the car. He's going a little faster, and I don't know if anybody was hurt or not. But
well, once again, depends on who you ask.
Yeah. Why do protesters think that this is okay to surround a car and not get out of the way? And why do they jump on the hood instead of getting out of the way?
Yeah,
because they want the car not to go. Why do they want the car not to ever go? What is the point?
I don't know.
I mean, has everyone seen about 10 of these? Because I've seen a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a duel that they're sure they're going to get attention from, and... And the police...
Now, what's interesting, so Chief Craig had his...
You know, if the police had the Batmobile thing where it could shoot fire out of the tailpipe, then they could probably, like, you know...
They could go in reverse.
Hurt more, yeah.
Or at the front. You know.
The Batmobile probably had protester repellent, too.
Yes.
In a spray can.
So
something like that.
He said that the SUV was initially escorting the protest, which makes it even stranger that they would then attack it or surround it. But the officer who drove said he believed that shots had been fired. But it's also interesting because there was another cop car. I don't know if you saw the other video who was nearby, and they didn't seem to take off when they heard shots fired either. I don't have a problem with what the officer did, but... We know Bam did, because Bam's going to be out, you know, by any means necessary. They're going to be out there protesting like crazy because they're demanding to know who the officer is, because they wanted to be identified, fired, and brought up on charges.
And what are the charges?
I don't know what charges it would be. I don't know, vehicular injury.
I got to tell you, you want to play the video?
Yeah, I just played it again. The audio.
Yeah, I just want to watch
it.
It's
not the greatest video. So there's the other officer in the back.
They're gathering around the car. There are more people are coming around the car. They're not just stopping them. They're like getting a big crowd around, and they're all pointing and yelling at the cop.
I think Chief Craig described it best when he said these protesters are agitators at this point, because they're trying to agitate something to happen.
Yeah, and. I don't know what this. I don't know what the answer is. But NPR did a story about, and I think they used the number 50 for the number of these that they found online or had pointed in their direction, and they seem to just blame the drivers. Like, hey, you fuck, you know, what's with these 50 fucking? What's with people plowing through protesters?
I would think. That NPR story was more about. Wasn't that more about the right, the alt-rights that have used their cars to attack?
Yeah, but they mentioned some ones that I thought were
that was
just
a different tone than I think police officers and police vehicles.
I don't know. I didn't take it that way because I haven't seen. I don't think there's anywhere near 50 cars that have plowed through. I've seen more cars intentionally driving to cops than I have into people. Because I've seen that three times.
I was just referring to that particular article. Now the protesters are saying that 10 to 12 protesters were hurt and multiple people were going to the hospital.
Well, why didn't they get out of the way of the car?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't fairly soon. Isn't that what people normally do when a car is trying to get through? You continue. You don't drive. You don't intentionally get in front of the car.
My guess would be that the fault goes with the driver because of the whole you always yield to pedestrians. But this is a little different.
It's a threat. But if it's a threatening crowd and you feel like you're going to get, I mean, remember the guy? Oh God!
I mean, if you think if you think shots are being fired, I think all bets are off then. But then again,
well, I would say let's leave the shots fired out of it.
Well,
because
but that's what the Detroit police chief said was the reason for him driving.
Well, I'm not interested in the one where shots are allegedly fired. I'm interested in the whole phenomenon where people protesting. It seems there seems to be this feeling that because we're protesting, no one can go anywhere through us. Or we don't have to get out of the way, or we're mad at you because you're trying to get through a protest and it's important. And so, you know, this gathering starts and the taunting, and then I feel like something bad is going to happen. The driver, I mean, if they go after the driver, what if they drag the driver out of the car and beat the shit out of him? Well, maybe they won't do that, but we'll never know because people, I think, are just threatened and they feel like they've got to get through that fucking thing or something bad's going to happen.
For sure.
And I don't understand why they're standing in front of the car. Why not get out of the way and let the car go? Because people get hurt by cars.
In this situation,
And plus, I've seen this. It's like instant replay every time. People gather around the car. Driver gets threatened. And then in the end, I think usually what's decided is, hey, he ran over people. It's not, well, he was threatened. It seems it's, there's one narrative that seems to be more common. But I think a lot of people would be frightened if they were treated that way while trying to get down a normal street, because you don't expect to be running into protesters. I mean, maybe you should, but you.
Yeah, but that article that that NPR put out is a different scenario, for whatever that's worth.
Maybe I have to reread it, but I thought they were referring to.
That's more about using cars to purposely target and attack protesters, as opposed
today,
to that old lady who came up to
today,
you know,
said Detroit DPD plows through protesters, and I forgot what they changed it to, but then, you know, the lady from Taylor, she was a white-haired lady probably in her 70s driving an Impala. I don't think she was trying to plow protesters over.
That's the genius behind her plot.
And the whole,
but I'm an old lady.
The whole idea that there was a bolo.
That's right. Lock her up.
Kind of incredible to me.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
That's her defense.
And then also on the list of, and this one just really, I thought, sucked in so many ways. This guy in, let's see, Wisconsin. He's got a megaphone and a baseball bat. And he has the baseball bat over his shoulder. He's holding onto it with one hand while he has the megaphone in the other. He's in an argument with some people outside a restaurant.
He's already
decides,
yeah, come on. Anybody that walks around with one of those two things is questionable. If you have both, you're an asshole and you're looking for trouble.
Well, it was certainly threatening, but he's walking around the restaurant yelling through a megaphone. He is not a patron of the restaurant. He's not standing in line to go to the restaurant. He's just trying to stir shit up. And so he's yelling on the megaphone. And
okay, you yelling now?
And he won't stop. And then he has some individual face-offs with a couple of people near the door. And by the time he leaves, the police have been called because he has a bat and because he's disturbing this restaurant. And so the police come up and talk to him. And the talking apparently doesn't go very well, and they tell him he's under arrest, and then he resists. So, first of all, he has done this many times. He's been arrested. I don't know if it's for this or for other stuff, but he has a long rap sheet, and apparently he likes confrontations of this nature, or so it would seem. But as the cops are trying to restrain this guy, people start walking up and screaming at the cops and recording it because they don't know what happened in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my opinion of it. They just see four cops trying to hold one guy in place, and so they're yelling at the cops. The guy, by the way, is yelling, "I can't breathe." Now, no one has their knee on his neck, but I think
look at this shit. He didn't do nothing.
What is he under arrest for?
What is he under arrest for?
See, the mob knows. The mob knows that he shouldn't. What's he in arrest for? I mean, do police have to explain this as they're fighting with a person they're arresting?
No, let him go. He was voicing his voice. You cannot arrest him for using a megaphone. You cannot arrest him for using a megaphone. Can you? No, you can't.
Don't trip. Hey, call Ebony. You know Ebony.
No, I don't. Well, we need but to all
someone is saying that the female officer isn't helping out very much.
Put him down. Put him down.
Did you watch it?
Put him down.
Put that cookie down now.
Hey, put him down.
He's trying to kill me!
Hey!
What, wouldn't you like to be one of these cops?
No!
Calm down!
A megaphone!
It's okay.
Megaphone?
Look how loud I have to yell!
It was a megaphone!
Record this shit!
Record. You don't have to tell anybody anymore to record something.
There are so many people recording this. Yeah. I mean. Now, I thought. And there was a lot of discussion about this one in particular because, you know, did he break the law? And I feel like, no, you cannot go in a restaurant and yell in a megaphone at all the customers and carry a bat, which is very threatening.
Well, I don't know if that's breaking the law, but if they don't want you in there, you have to leave. It's a private business,
I
right?
think what happened, though, is when the cops talked to him, it was one of those, look, you can't do that. And I think he didn't like that. And so he disagreed and... Now, if you let him go...
Get out of here!
This is what people are saying. You should have just let him go. Don't arrest him. Well, then what if he goes to another restaurant and does the same thing, or two or three, and then they get calls and they have to go back down? Anyway, whatever was discussed did not go well, and that's when they decided to arrest him. And I don't know.
What
I just,
happened to him, then? Is he...
Well, I'm sure they're going to say that the cops beat him up unnecessarily because witnesses are screaming at the police. Yeah,
no, what did he get? What did they charge him with?
He's got some charges going on.
He has.
I'm just curious what they were.
It's like disturbing the peace or something.
Oh
like
my God!
That.
What an asshole following this guy into this restaurant. Here's that footage.
No, when you see the whole thing. Honestly, you get pissed at the people yelling at the cops because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
This guy should have come back out of the restaurant and said, he was yelling at me with a megaphone about an inch from my ear. You're a racist.
You're a racist. Why
are you arguing with that dude?
He's
not a racist. You know, you're just trying to eat lunch.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
His name's Devonier Johnson, and they said he had quite a long rap sheet, and I'm not sure exactly what that's for, but anyway. So it's really the scene that is the worst part, the people screaming at the cops. Suddenly everyone knows what police should and shouldn't do, which, you know, it's just not a great spot to be in. I know people working on projects don't typically like people watching over their backs and asking a lot of questions. And I think, unfortunately, even though, you know, people videotaping is in some cases, it's great because it exposes something. But, you know, this is just another guy.
We should all just wear body cams.
Being arrested.
Everybody should just wear a body cam.
Well, that's one way to do it. It seems like everyone does record the cops now. I mean, there's so many videos of people in cars with cops. Have you seen those on Facebook?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's a billion of them.
Oh, there's so many. And I don't know if you see the ones that I see, Brandon, but there's so many of people being assholes and refusing to give their license to the cop. It's like, I would so not want to be a cop ever in the first place. But now it just seems that everyone knows more than the police. Everyone knows what proper procedure is. And nobody wants to open their window either. There's a lot of those where, no, I will not open the window.
California state law, only 2 inches.
2 inches to facilitate
That's what I know that because I've seen like four videos where people insist they only have to open their window 2 inches, but they're not all in California.
That was in the David Cross with Bob and David sketch. Yeah.
What's going on, officer?
Oh, man.
Well, you want to
hear... What seems to be the officer problem?
You want to talk about something fun?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on Larry Nassar.
Oh,
how hilarious and fun, huh? No, honestly, I didn't
call Jobby Nooner people.
We could call Jobby.
Yeah, we call some Jobby Nooner people. Jobby Nooner people, by the way, spreading the coronavirus. Probably super spreaders, all of them.
What about
these terrible, terrible people?
They were outside.
Well, that doesn't matter. They're still not distancing. I'm not coming down.
I'd rather they be outside than inside.
Well, but generally speaking, crowds are equal coronavirus, and they were crowded on this little island. And so, I mean, people are going to complain. I'm not complaining, but there weren't that many people.
Well, what does the effect of lake water and urine do to kill the coronavirus, possibly?
Kills it. Totally. Coronavirus. Coronavirus doesn't even want to go to Jobby Nooner.
I don't blame it.
Coronavirus doesn't want to be seen.
Who's the country music guy that's getting all this shit because he had a concert last night?
See that? Now,
it holds 10,000 people, and they sold 4,000 tickets.
But did you see that it was general admission, and they were all just jammed at the front of the stage?
But I've seen people jammed together like that a million times lately.
But to me, that one's a little more worrisome, being indoors without the sun.
Well, here's my question. Here's my question right now is because in the last couple of days, the narrative has switched, and it's because of obviously because of rising coronavirus numbers of people who have now been affected by this, especially in states like Florida and Texas.
Georgia, South Carolina, younger people too.
Minnesota, like 25% of their new cases are people that are like 20 to 29. I wonder what happened 2 to 3 weeks ago that maybe facilitated this. Gee, I wonder. You still never see anything about protests and gathering for protests is fine.
Here's the narrative.
Jobby Nooner's not. And
here's the narrative, Brandon. It's
going
to
a restaurant and a bar is not.
That the protesters, when they were protesting, everyone else moved less. So they made up for whatever the protesters did.
I mean, they,
I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. I read today, there was this guy who did a study and said that.
Based on cell phone data.
It's one study. I have no idea who did it. But anyway, he says that whatever those people did crowding together didn't matter because everyone else was apparently affected by the protests, and they did so much less that the net effect was less coronavirus. So I don't know why we don't have giant crowds every night like that. Why don't we just have giant crowds?
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Now, when you've had people telling you for 6 or 7 weeks that do not get in a large crowd, do not get close to someone, and then you see people gathered very closely for 3 consecutive weeks or 4 weeks, and no one says anything about it. In fact, they say, hey, it didn't increase it at all. I mean, you really have to scratch your head and go, what? In Minnesota, I didn't see that story until today, 20 to 29-year-olds. And the leap is big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But are they saying also that it's not the protests?
Oh, no, it's because of the bars. It's because they reopened the bars, Drew. It's not because of any protests. It's because they reopened the bars.
At half capacity, though.
Most it's because they opened the bars.
Have they contact traced them?
No, and that's the thing. The biggest thing is there's all those stories from Bill de Blasio saying, telling the contract tracers,
did
no,
they do that
you
in
will
Minnesota?
Not ask if they... It's not just that, Mark. I'm just like they've said it.
I'm just asking. Why are you getting mad at me for asking questions?
Because Mark, you're being snarky about it.
I'm not being. I'm honestly asking. You're connecting New York to Minneapolis.
If you watched,
I'm honestly asking.
If you paid attention to what was going on for that period, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. Daily, hourly,
yeah. Those
every
people
newscast,
should have masks on and not
be
gathered,
in crowds. Do not be in crowds. And then when you see these giant crowds and no one says anything, and in fact, in the end, they say, you know what? The crowds were good because the other people didn't go anywhere, and it's great. It all worked out great.
That was from the National Bureau of Economic Research, for whatever that's worth.
I have no idea who they are. I mean, I've never heard. I'm not familiar with them doing studies often, but. I mean, people were saying this, that racism is a greater threat to your health than COVID-19. That was a bunch of scientists that said that. And I just thought, this is really weird. Because I reached the point where, honestly, the first time I saw the protests, my first reaction was, oh, my God, look at the crowd! Because you're conditioned to think crowds are scary. Like, terrible things are happening. People are gathered together. It's a crowd. And then when no one says, it was just weird. No one said anything. And then after the fact, well, until the end, and it was racism is more dangerous than COVID-19. So, I mean, did everyone know that before they protested? Or did, I mean, do we all agree on that? I mean, I thought in the short run, the most dangerous thing in this country is COVID-19. We didn't go to work for a long time because it's so dangerous. And then for it suddenly become not as dangerous, or, I mean, who decides what is more dangerous or not dangerous, or what is more important or not important? I think that's actually a larger problem, because even when we were staying at home, some people were flying here, flying there. My friend went to his dad's birthday party in Florida, which I don't think was terribly critical, but I mean, that's how
it started.
That's what pissed me off, was that, hey, I'm staying home, I'm doing my thing, and yet that curve is not really going down like everybody else's curve. Now, the other thing that is
But the death curve is going down.
That's what I don't see talked about. I see now my TV is coronavirus, 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 coronavirus. But what they don't say is that less people are dying, much less people. So why is that not pointed out, at least?
I don't know. I mean, it's out there.
I mean,
if
that's
you look
a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, to me,
it hasn't gone away.
You could have, everyone on the planet has coronavirus twice in 1 month. And if 20 people die, then, you know, what's the big deal?
But, goddamn coronavirus.
I mean, death rates were another 8,000 today, 9,000 tomorrow, 10,000. And then all of a sudden it starts going down because there's less of the infection. But then the infection starts, COVID, people start getting COVID more, much more the last week and a half. And far less people are dying. But honestly, when I see the stories, they'll say, coronavirus had the biggest day ever. But they don't follow that with, but way less people are dying. And I don't understand why. That seems to me like a
fake
huge
news
part of the story.
That's the media for you.
I mean, but why not point that out?
Doesn't it seem like if a certain amount of people have had it now, wouldn't the herd immunity begin? When does that kick in?
60%, I think.
Yeah. But now they're saying that you only have antibodies for, that's the thing, they're still learning about this, but you only have the antibodies for 2 to 3 months, they think, and it's not as much a respiratory disease as it is a cardiovascular disease, so that's fun.
Well, it's certainly killing a lot less for whatever reason.
AIDS!
Brandon, do you have a boner line today?
Sure, yeah, I got a little leftover one from last week.
All right. Well,
it is the last boner line that will be all one thing.
Let me reference Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, dealsnadi.com. And they're all fired up because the community, the customers, and Zot are all back at full strength, safely serving your needs. If you're concerned about or you're compromised, you don't want to show up there, you can call and they will certainly make things easy for you. Deliver your vehicle on a truck as they're excited to deliver your dreams to your driveway. And they have, and they will. All the Zot dealerships have quickly and safely adapted and trained to ensure they can continue delivering you the world-class experience you deserve. And during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Drive Forward event, feel free to go online and check out their enhanced online shopping. There's a 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. Jeeps, how about a 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month? And then there's always the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And the Wrangler! Get the Wrangler right now. We got employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, hurry, because inventory is a little down due to the shutdown. Go to dealsnadi.com. And Luke Nowacki, is Luke on today?
He is now, I guess.
Maybe.
I didn't have him scheduled for today, but you can read it.
No, it's okay, because we got our friends at Manscaped. Manscaped.com, that's where you go to pick up the 3.0, the awesome lawn trimmer 3.0 with the incredible stand. People will marvel at the stand. They'll go in your bathroom and go, God, that's such a nice stand you got that lawnmower on.
Mm-hmm.
And they might even pick it up and notice the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. Yes, all these courtesy of Manscaped.
Who's picking up your Manscaped?
Well, they're excited.
Wow, look at
your manscaping tools.
Look at the cut on these pubes. It does such a great job. Is this a ball hair?
I was so excited about the stand, I had to pick the damn thing up. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code Drew. And now the boner line.
Who gives a shit about audio separated at first? I don't care about other people that sound like other people. Who gives a crap? It's just useless and boring.
So just because somebody says the same thing does not mean it's an audio separated at birth.
God, I fucking hate these audio separated at birth.
Right, I know we're not doing, you know, separated at birth anymore. But Batmobile Barry. Sounds exactly like the Donahue guy. And the Donahue guy.
The what?
Donahue guy.
Maybe she went in and want to lay a couple guys.
Oh, not that often. I got to be careful where I do it.
I've seen girls do this.
I could make it zoom really fast if I wanted.
We know the story. I don't know the story.
Got us separated at birth, June 15th. Derek St. Holmes. Totally separated at birth with a drunken Joe Namath.
Do you have plans to come up here and play? Because I know you're working on some blues there in Nashville.
Yeah!
I have an audio separated at birth from the June 15th show. It's 50 minutes and 26 seconds. Trudy and Donald Sterling.
I had no idea that he was... Oh, never mind.
There's no African-American. Never mind.
Hey guys, audio separated at birth. Ruben started wishing a happy birthday. And Antonio Brown wishing a happy birthday.
What's up, O Kiwi? It's your boy, Ruben Studdard, for your 40th birthday.
Happy 38th birthday.
So I had to make sure I got on here and said happy birthday, man.
Hope your birthday is booming.
Audio separated at birth, June 16th, 49 minutes, 18 seconds. Drew and the Florida face eating kid's dad crying.
If they skip this season because... Too much, they're making enough money.
Hey guys, audio separated at birth for you. The lady who was married to Sumit crying about when the parents came over and the guy who didn't take BP, who ate the guy's face off. His father, he was crying.
But I didn't know I was married, so how could I get in trouble for it?
Because my boss would have never done that. No one, he would never know if they'd done anything like that.
Audio separated at birth. The man on the boner line who went to high school saw me. And Drew, in his cocky S Cubs World Series voicemail message.
Hello, guys. My name is Mark.
Hey, Doug. It's Drew.
Originally from the Windsor area. Currently live in Fort Lauderdale. But, yeah.
Requesting a day off next Friday. I'm going to the World Series.
Hey, why don't you something?
I don't take the Cubs.
You blew it!
The June 17th episode, about an hour 39 and 45 seconds. One of Brandon's rap songs, audio separated at birth with Beavis.
Here's Brandon's one of Brandon's songs.
That's a great name.
Then audio separated at birth, Monkey Mobile Mel, and a character from the show What We Do in the Shadows. His name's Colin Robinson.
Energy vampires drain people's energy merely by talking to them.
I guess that's a plan unless it's raining.
Another audio separated at birth. Friday show posted from June 18th. Drew no at 49:01. And Trudy's diabetic cat at 209:36.
When that got out, all of a sudden it was, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no.
So I'm an audio separated at birth. Sunday, June 21st show at 1 hour, 37 minutes, and 42 seconds. Drew is audio separated at birth with Kenneth Copeland.
Well, Jay only says it like 50 times.
I'm blue! The wind of God!
The wind of God!
We got audio separated at birth. Sunday, June 21st, 1 hour, 48 minutes, 28 seconds into the show. He had Donato on the line. Sounded just like the Hooters girl, man. Just like it.
Donato the fisherman, and the you don't call Hooters and talk like that girl.
Did you ever say to Ellen, I gave you life and I can take it away?
I just called bitching about the audio separated at birth. I'm calling with the mea culpa. Just finished listening to the boner line, and... audio separated at birth are funny. My bad.
That's right. Apologize.
That's it for the day.
Okay.
Aw. That went full circle.
I think we could take a break from Audio Separated Birth for about a...
Oh, God, they're so funny.
I just, it seems like it, one begets another, and unless they're really close, I think they're getting a little loose when they connect the show members to people on a regular basis. I don't know, just saying. I'd rather have the audience focus on other things, like all the great drops that we don't play, that we used to play.
Yeah, I got like 170 calls that I had to start dumping down. 98% of them, yes, we have those drops, but yes, we do play those drops. And then, yeah, every once in a while, we get one that I have to look for and find. So that'll
it's kind
be
of fun.
Next boner line.
Just I'm just hear. Saying. It's kind of fun just to hear a semi-forgotten drop, even if it doesn't get played much.
I know, but I'm getting a lot of like, hey, I like It Ain't All About You, Sweetheart. And it's like, well, that's not gone. And then I get ones that like, I like Breaking News with Mort Krim. And it's like, okay.
Well, we're looking for drops that you don't hear much anymore. Not drops that we play once in a while or drops that we play a lot. I mean, don't call in and say you about to lose your job because, of course, we haven't forgotten that drop. But there are drops that do get kind of forgotten because, you know, like that Barone's drop. That was a drop that was that missing or were you, we just weren't playing it?
Which one?
About to get some... Amazing.
Oh, Burt Reynolds. I didn't know what you said. Yeah, from Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, buddy. Those jeans are so wonderful. Just waiting to get out.
And then, what about his voice? Is the bass taken away from my voice? Do we play those anymore?
Away from the vocals?
Or do we not have that?
I don't have that now.
There's a few Boogie Nights because I heard them watching the movie, which is so much fun when a drop comes up in a movie. I mean, I can't even describe how exciting it is. But
Kindergarten Cop.
Entertainment news. Oh, Kindergarten Cop. Isn't that fun to watch?
Okay.
I mean, it's like, you know you're going to get one every 5 minutes.
Yes.
I don't know why I enjoyed this, but I did today reading about this $1.7 billion bomb called Quibi.
Oh, my God. Quibi's my new WeWork. I've been obsessed with Quibi. What a joke it is.
First of all, the name Quibi is just too cute. I mean, I want it to fail right away.
You know what it means, right?
Yes. Quick Bites. Quibi. Okay. Quick Bites. Quibi. Oh, how cute. I mean, I can see the boardroom exploding in excitement when someone came up with that. Can't you really? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Quibi. Quick Bites. And
that's so sad about it.
They're looking for some reason, I don't know why, Jeffrey Katzenberg decided that, you know, what the world is missing are little 10 to 15 minutes, just short, entertaining segments they can watch on their phone.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
I think that must be because people are, you know, they'll look at something on their phone on their commute and then pick it up later, but... Do you want to do it if that's the whole episode, or do you, you know?
I got to tell you, I can't.
I never
imagine.
Understood it.
You guys, it's easy. It's because of this.
On average, how long is Gen Z's attention span? This is a very short 8 seconds.
Look at it. Vine was big for a while. But TikTok's huge now. Snapchat, that's all minutes.
If you think of the content, though, that will make you watch something for 8 to 10 minutes, it's not an entertainment-produced thing. It's usually something crazy, you know, like some viral video that is...
Like some lady yelling at people in their go-karts and them yelling back, what power? That's right! And then her yelling, you know, profanity back.
Did you see
Shane Dawson's apology?
See the lady spit on the guy, or no, she coughed on the guy who wasn't wearing a mask in Detroit? Oh,
boy. Yeah, yeah. No, that's
pretty viral, I think.
Yeah.
And by the way, are they looking for her? Because I couldn't believe they found the video.
Yeah, I guess that she got into it with that guy inside and...
Because he's not wearing a mask.
Yeah,
and she
is. He went outside to wait for his order.
Well, someone coughing on you that's wearing a mask, isn't the idea that they're healthy because they're wearing a mask, so they're really not a threat anyway?
Serious issue, Shell thought. Did you think the owner of the restaurant was a little too involved in the story? Did you see the interview with him?
I did, yes. I know. It's just another one of these cuckoo crazy things.
Yeah, like Quibi.
Yeah. Well... But seriously, I just can't imagine that someone would go, we need things produced that are 10 minutes. I mean, it's something that doesn't really exist. There aren't a lot of, I mean.
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
If I want to be entertained for 10 minutes, I'd probably listen to three songs.
Yeah.
You know, or I just don't think I'm going, God, I want something that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's got to be 10 minutes. I don't have a minute more.
Exactly. Or you'll just watch whatever show you're watching. You'll watch that for 10 or 15 minutes and come back to it because it's an entertaining show. But it starts with content, not the length. Do people watch something because, I only got 10 minutes, so I got to find something that fits in my time frame.
And,
no, it's the content.
Jeffrey
That's a terrible idea.
Jeffrey Katzenberg, this brilliant executive from DreamWorks, because he dreamed it up, and he was able to get $1.7 billion in seed money. And by the way, why would you need almost $2 billion to start something that gives you 10-minute entertainment pieces?
Well, now you know, reading that story.
Yeah, what they decided was, we need celebrities. People love celebrities. Let's get them to do stuff for 10 minutes.
It's my pleasure to tell you that is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
So they drop $6 million on Reese Witherspoon, who is narrating. By the way, why would you ever pay her $6 million to narrate something about animals?
If you were a startup, why would you pay a celebrity a huge amount of money to narrate something?
We don't like
No one's going to watch it because, well, the voiceover's done by
Meghan Markle. Yeah. I mean, really, are that many people going to go, It's not just something about animals. It's something about animals narrated by Reese Witherspoon.
No.
I mean, I'm never driven to watch something I don't like because someone is narrating it. So what a fucking ripoff. $6 million. She should return the money. She really should.
Well, you know, her husband is the guy that signs all the celebrities. So
yes.
Yeah, what a nice little sweet deal that
is
was.
Is he blown out yet? Because they've been blowing people out of Quibi.
No, they just blow out the minor people.
Yeah, no, the
not
overtime.
Not the big thinkers who can get their wives to do stuff.
These brilliant idea people.
Yeah, you can't blow them out,
so
right?
So anyway, I've come to the conclusion, and I read a lot about it today. I know you've been reading much more about it for a long time, and it is fascinating because it's a bomb. It's a debacle. It's belly up. It's over. And what they're doing is instead of going, oh, my God, Katzenberg, that was the dumbest fucking idea ever, they're trying to make it live and breathe somehow, even though it's a dumb idea. So they're raising more money.
Yep. I think now the goal is just to be bought out by somebody.
What did you do with the $1.75 billion?
They gave it
what
to,
did you do with
they
it?
They gave it to celebrities. They gave it to Chrissy Teigen. They gave it to Hemsworth.
Chrissy Teigen one does what? She does a... She's a judge?
Yeah.
She's a relationship judge? Well, what have we ever seen Chrissy Teigen on where we said, oh, my God, her personality is wonderful. I've got to see more.
I just feel like that's a guy
Twitter?
Guy going, oh, my God, look at all these followers. People love her. Let's sign her up to do something. And then you have a meeting with her. We're like, Chrissy, what would you want to do?
I don't know, be a judge.
All right, let's... We'll have you judge relationship. It's like on the rebound with Dennis Rodman.
Clicking a like button. And, you know, translating that to spending 10 minutes regularly with some, you know, entertainment vehicle on your phone, those are two incredibly different things.
Not to mention the cost of Quibi. It's for a streaming service, especially for what they provide. It's pretty expensive.
I got to tell you, if I knew all this stuff up front and I was in that boardroom, I would say, no way. There's no way this is going to work because, well, first of all, the app is very important. And at first, you know, a lot of people jumped and got the app. And then after time went on, they went, oh, wait a second. We're not even the top 200 apps out there.
Yeah.
And we've got this giant investment. And the free app
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
It's about to go from a free app to $4.99 a month. And
you 3 months free. Now you only get 2 weeks free before you have to start paying $5 a month.
So if they wanted to get 7.5 million people on the app by paying for it, and they can only get, 1 million or 1.5 million free?
Yeah.
I think they got a problem.
They got a huge problem. They're so cooked. And that article pointed out a really good point. It's like, Chrissy Teigen is providing so much free content on Instagram and Twitter that if you like her, you're going to get your content there. Why are you going to pay $5 a month to see her content?
That's Twitter.
She's a judge.
Twitter's just a little bite of information. And she's also really
Instagram.
Hot.
She'll do Instagram videos.
Didn't she get her following when she was a supermodel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not real, though.
Oh.
So anyway, I don't know who the other celebrities are that they dropped all this money on, but some of them.
Liam Hemsworth, Christoph Waltz have a show. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones has a show.
How's Liam Hemsworth's show going? Because I would give him a chance.
I would watch that all day long.
But here's the thing. It's a drama, right? It's called The Most Dangerous Game.
A 10-minute drama.
Well, the episodes are 10 minutes. If you want to binge that, isn't that kind of stupid?
Yes, it is stupid. And it'd be stupid to wait for a new 10-minute one every week, too.
There's a show with Jennifer Lopez and Kevin Hart. There's a LeBron James-produced documentary.
Is anything on there drawing a lot of people?
Well, I don't think you know. I don't think they have to reveal what people are watching. But I can tell you this much. There's zero buzz about anything that is on that platform.
Wait, did you say J-Lo and Kevin Hart?
Yes.
And what is that, and why the two of them?
That show,
is that someone's idea? Let's just put J-Lo together with Kevin Hart.
That show is called Thanks a Million, and since you asked and demanded to see it, here is the trailer.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's a human interest show.
Hi.
What if paying it forward started with giving back?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, Kristen Bell's in it. Is Kristen Bell becoming too available for everything?
Yes.
Yeah, she's kind of like Chris Martin. Chris Martin, of course, is in a global concert Saturday.
$100,000.
To a person who's made a profound impact on their life.
Hi.
So it's celebrities giving away money that's not theirs to people.
Am I really special?
Yes.
The catch is that person has to give away half of that money to someone else.
What?
Yeah, a lot of folks doing important work in the neighborhoods who don't get the props they deserve.
Tracy Morgan. You know what a better show would be? A real-life Brewster's Millions.
Oh, yeah. that'd be fun.
Where they have to spend the $30 million without receipts or anything, with nothing to show for it at the end.
You know what I thought about this?
I would watch that.
There's one built-in problem with the show right off the bat is that, okay, you've got all these celebrities involved who cost money. I mean, they just named how many people? 5-6 people?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people. Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
And then to do even one episode, you have to give away $100,000.
Yeah.
That's one episode. That kind of idea, it seems to me, would come from a company that has too much money and doesn't know what to do with it all.
You mean the same company that greenlit Cup of Joe, starring Joe Jonas and his traveling adventures?
Oh, God.
Every major city. But I've never had the time to explore any of them. This time around, I've got a few locals to introduce me to these incredible cities.
Me?
Well, cool, so you can watch two celebrities go around a famous city.
What a bore. No, that's not what we like Joe Jonas for.
Why you don't want to watch a travel show Jonas is the guy?
It's a really good name for the show, though.
It's like on the rebound, Brandon.
Someone's Quibi.
Cup of Joe. Joe Jonas. What's he going to do? I don't know. Drink coffee?
They came up with the name of the show before they found Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
Joe Namath. Yeah. Have Joe Namath. No, not Joe Namath.
They had Pesci on back.
Joe Pesci.
We love you, Joe.
Did you know there's supposed to be a talk show, too? I got to see if I can find it.
10-minute talk show. Really?
Let's see. I'm just being...
You can really explore a lot in 10 minutes.
Flipped. That's a comedy. What? With Will Arnett? Oh, my gosh. I might have to download this. Or no, it's Will Forte.
Hero.
Wait, I might have to download Quibi. Now I take back everything I said.
I think Jeffrey Katzenberg... needs to be told that
we're destined to be two people with vision living amongst
the Caitlin Olsen from Sunny in Philadelphia.
This is not our destiny, Cricket.
What? Whoa,
Cricket.
We're looking for Home Renovation TV's next dynamic duo.
Okay, well, there might be one good show.
They're
maybe
they're trying to raise a few more $100 million so they can keep it going beyond early 2021. So, in other words,
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
They're about 8 months from blowing the whole $1.75 billion.
Ouch. Ouch,
nice
I'm sorry.
Nice job! None of you!
How did you do that? That's a
Not
ton of money.
Too good.
Terrible, terrible
business
plan.
$2 billion. I mean, think of what you can do with $2 billion. Oh, my God. So I'm dying to know who is going to be the person that goes, I'll invest $100 million. I mean, honestly, I can't believe they would even ask someone this is such a failure.
They will fail.
Has anyone heard anyone say, hey, did you see that Quibi thing on?
No.
No.
I mean, after spending $1.5 billion or whatever they've spent already, the fact that none of us have heard anyone rave about anything, and so, the ideas sound really bad, too. I wonder whose ideas these. Let's put J-Lo together with Kevin Hart and give away money.
Maybe they can look up whoever invested in Theranos and see if they have any money. Does George Schultz have any money left?
Probably not.
To put in a Quibi. Well, he'd be an easy sell.
I don't know why. I'm amused by that whole thing, especially because they're this desperate effort to save it and pretend that, oh, you know what they blamed? Trudy, guess what they blamed for the failure of Quibi?
What?
COVID-19.
You're failing us.
COVID-19.
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. COVID-19 has entrapped people in their homes.
That's kind of what I thought.
And that's COVID-19!
Kind of what the viewer thought, too.
Yeah.
It must have been a really, really crappy idea then.
I mean, it couldn't possibly be that Jeffrey Katzenberg had an abortion rather than the birth of a great idea. Yeah.
Although they did bring back the show Punk'd, starring Chance the Rapper this time, apparently.
Chance the Rapper?
Yeah, he's doing
he doesn't
Punk'd.
Belong on Punk'd.
Well,
isn't he too nice to do Punk'd?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How stupid.
These ideas are terrible.
Another story along that line. Have you ever heard of The Wing?
No.
So The Wing, the CEO, stepped down a couple weeks ago. She said it was the right thing for the business. Her name's April Gelman. The company's revenue had dropped off by 95%. So part of the problem is, you know, they're not diverse enough is why she stepped down. But the real reason is The Wing is basically a female version of WeWork.
Which is like, why does looking there, for female businesses?
Like a female-friendly workplace for female.
But WeWorks was a terrible idea.
Exactly. And so now you're going to lessen the demographic for WeWork.
Oh, God.
So I really have to dive deeper into whatever The Wing is because it sounds ludicrous.
You do not want to have that many women in one place.
That might be true.
I think that would get very catty very quickly.
It's a woman-focused co-working space collaborative and club.
All right,
you want to go to that, Trudy?
You know, it sounds idealistic, but it also is really unrealistic. And everybody would have their period at the same time, too.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
Like a lot of ideas lately.
I've had just about enough. Actually, I've had too much about Mark Consuelo and Kelly Ripa's marriage. Because if you remember, if we go back about a year, Mark took some pictures of Kelly in very tiny bikinis. She's 46, 47 or something. She looks, you know, for her age, she looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, she looked pretty good anyway, period. And she was immediately trolled because she's so thin.
Did you bang my wife?
She is so thin. And Mark Consuelos just went apeshit, just went after everybody and said, of course you want to fuck my wife. Everybody wants to fuck my wife. And it seemed to me that he really wanted people to want to fuck his wife. So now, I guess that wasn't enough.
Did you bang my wife? Did you bang my whore wife? Does anybody here have any illegitimate children with my whore wife that I should know about?
So he had to come out and say that they have this incredible sex life. Oh my God, Lord. We just do it all the time. We've been married 24 years. We can't get enough. I feel like these are two people who really want to be desired sexually, and they want the other to be desired sexually, and they're trapped in this marriage where their team photos are frozen, and they just aren't getting something. They don't have enough sexual buzz or something.
Team photos are frozen.
So they want everyone to think that they're banging.
I mean,
bang?
I just don't know. I don't know many people, honestly, who are married who would want to publish. We have an incredible sex life.
Probably means they're not doing it at all. It's all fake.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that is so unnecessary. Please shut up and please stop worrying about who wants to fuck your wife or not. If you want to fuck her, that's good enough.
No one cares about Kelly anymore because they just want to know what's going on with Kelly's daughter, Kelly and Mark's daughter.
Big rack.
Are people talking about her daughter?
No.
Seriously?
Lola Consuelos? She's something.
Do you want to know how they rekindled their marriage when it hit a tough time?
No.
You know, why don't you get a flowery dress, put on a bunch of makeup, walk into your husband's room and say, I'm sorry, honey, this is what you get.
And then they realized, yeah, that's okay. That's what we'll do.
I was equally bemused by this Katy Perry story over the weekend where suddenly for no reason at all, unless maybe there is a reason, she's telling us that she was suicidal in 2017 because, and it's funny the way she says this too, because we've talked about how her career is bombing now. I mean, she could do no wrong for a number of years there, and then all of a sudden it's like...
And then Left Shark happened.
Well...
And it's been downhill since Left Shark.
She's not making those big, epic songs that everyone's singing anymore, and in 2017, Orlando Bloom dumped her, I guess, and she was just not used to the trajectory of his crank going at other people, and that upset her terribly. And then she said, and this is really, I thought this was so funny, the way she says, I expected my album release to sort of make up for it.
Yeah.
To heal my heartache, but the validation did not get me high. I just crashed. And then she said, mixed reviews called the smallest shift in my career.
Oh,
the smallest? Wrong. Really? The smallest? No. I think you want to get depressed all over again and get more depressed because there was a big shift. That was not a...
Whiner.
The smallest shift? I mean, that sounds huge. Arrogant saying that. That's an album that bombed. That's not a small shift.
Not to mention jumping on the American Idol ship that no one pays attention to anymore. I don't know.
I don't even know she's on there. Seriously, if you'd asked me today, is Katy Perry, I wouldn't even know.
Was it worse for Katy Perry to be on American Idol, or was it worse for American Idol to have Katy Perry on the show?
I think it's probably good for them. I don't know. What do you think?
She's kind of a zero. She hasn't done anything.
She cut her hair. She looked very attractive, unattractive with that boy cut.
She might. Thing. She was super cute, like 7-8 years ago. She was adorable. And
then she tried to buy that nun's house. That ruined her. They cursed her. She should have a show on Quibi. That's how relevant she isn't anymore.
But, you know.
Seriously. No one cares about Katy Perry.
I can't imagine being suicidal, too, about the smallest shift.
Wow.
The smallest shift in her career.
Yeah, to that point, I don't think she was really suicidal. She should probably be canceled for really taking on mental health that way. Yeah. Speaking of mental health, did you see how much Markle and what's that dude's name? Harry are going to get paid for speeches because they just signed.
Yeah. $400,000 a speech.
Yeah.
Who on mental health?
I saw $1 million.
Pay? Well, I think that's the minimum. They have all these huge clients. So they've got Bill Clinton, you know, Barack Obama, all these giant clients that they can charge zillions of dollars for. And they sign. We signed Harry and Meghan for speaking tours. Can you imagine someone parting with $500,000 for a speech by this C-grade actress who sat on a redhead's dick? I mean, honestly, what is special about her? And, horror of horrors. I read today that Harry was well aware of the horrible, horrible mistake that Meghan made when she announced her pregnancy on the day of Eugenie's wedding.
You need to leave.
The pedophile Andrew and Fergie the toe sucker's daughter, Eugenie, was getting married, and she dared to announce her pregnancy the same day.
Actually, they should have been happy about that because it got that story out of the press. The highly sought-after couple will hold conversations that will relate to topics that are important in their lives and the world. They'll largely relate to social issues the world is facing now, including, you know, these are things they all know well, right?
Wait, what do they know about those things?
Because I'm going to tell you. Racial justice.
No.
Gender equity.
Oh, these are things I never hear about.
Mental health. Issues impacting women and girls and the environment.
Okay, and why are they experts on these?
Because they said they were.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, during the protests, I read that Meghan Markle was meeting with community leaders to get up to speed on BLM. And I was like, wait, why are you wasting the time of community leaders who are involved in this gigantic, spontaneous protest? And you got to spend an hour with Meghan Markle? How stupid.
More importantly.
She can't pick it up on her own?
More importantly, does she not have internet at Tyler Perry's house?
I guess not.
She can't just Google it?
The fuck?
She's a moron. Did you read the stuff that's coming out about the book? Go ahead, Tree. I'm sorry.
Why does she need to be up to speed on BLM, though? I mean, nobody else in the country needs to get up to speed on that.
Exactly. Well,
but she needs to be an expert on it so she can discuss it. So she can boss us around somehow.
She probably put a sign up in Tyler Perry's yard that no one can see from the road. But she can see it, and so therefore it matters.
Megan has been fascinated with the creation of a brand. I do not believe she married Harry with that solely in mind, but it was a determining factor. She's assuring Harry that once things go back to normal, he'll love their new life in L.A.
Fake!
Megan wants to take him hiking and talks about the local polo club and how much he'll love surfing. Oh, God!
I know.
Oof. Oh, yeah, they're going to be surfing.
No.
On the beach with everyone else.
Yeah, that early.
Another person familiar with the situation claims Will and Kate, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, sense that Meghan is a master manipulator of her husband, who is known in inner circles as not being the smartest of men, who frequently acts first and thinks later. Oh, I see. So she married the dumb royal so she could run the show?
You got it, yeah.
They think it's pathetic how Meghan works Harry like her personal puppet. They've resigned themselves.
Why don't you just file for divorce?
They've resigned themselves to losing Harry. They once knew for the foreseeable future. Oh, losing Harry, they once knew.
It's inevitable. You know, when do we think it's going to... It's inevitable. They will split up. He will go back.
Yes. Because you're right. So happy.
He's
going to
miss
so
his
pumped.
Own country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to want to... Like, I think right now he's actually very upset that he can't be helping his country during the COVID crisis. But right. I give it 2 years from now.
I give it a year and a half.
I'll say three because she'll lose. Well, no, she needs time to establish herself as this royal important person, even though she's not royalty.
How is it she's relatable that she's introducing him to polo, though? I mean, that's
how stupid.
My favorite part in the stuff coming out in that book is they say how they're really looking forward to hosting dinner parties like George and Amal Clooney, to which I thought they don't have a home.
Why would George
Tyler Perry's
Clooney?
Home?
Oh, God.
Buy a house first.
Brandon, did you send me that thing on the 17-year-old guy who... Oh, man. I think it was... Did you send me something over the weekend about 17-year-olds...
The guy I know.
Basically running the world.
What?
17. Not running the world, but... He was kind of a David Hogg type, where, you know, we know...
Not to my knowledge.
Maybe you didn't send it. Hold on.
Oh, the big news over the week is that Rob Kardashian's back.
And how is he back?
He was at Khloe's 36th birthday, and so he was back on Instagram, even though he's not allowed to run his own Instagram page. Remember that whole deal? Yes. Kardashians made a deal with Instagram, which apparently, I guess only they can do, because nobody can ever reach a real person.
Well, you can't just kick him off Instagram and lose all those clicks.
The reclusive former reality star looked slimmer in rare photos posted the following day to his Instagram account and appeared excited to be seen. Woo! Back, baby! He captured a photo of himself smiling wide with Tristan Thompson.
Oh, Jesus.
Dream Kardashian. That's a real name of a person. Dream Kardashian's father also posted a photo of himself talking to Scott Disick and wrote, "Appreciate it." What a cool follow Rob is.
What the fuck? Ugh. Okay, I found the 17-year-old. God, we're going to run out of time for the big apology. But why did I? Maybe I just found this on my own. But I wish Brandon had sent it to me so I could blame it on him.
Drew found it
on my own.
Why I'm hopeful a 17-year-old can make a difference, and why you should be too. Since I was a rather loud but nonetheless compassionate freshman of barely 15, I've been told by teachers, community organizers, and article headlines that my generation, Generation Z, are the future leaders of tomorrow. We will change the world. My generation was going to be the one to turn everything around. I still haven't figured out yet what...
35% of Gen Z would rather share socks than an office space.
I still haven't figured out quite yet what everything means. Yet it wasn't until I saw the resilience of my generation when faced with perils that I truly understood the significance of that statement.
How old is he?
17.
Does he really know life's true perils yet? I don't know the guy.
He's finding out.
What he thinks are life's true perils, I don't think are really...
Well, give him a minute.
Life's true perils.
Growing up in South Florida, the Parkland school shooting was my rude awakening to the gun violence epidemic in our country.
Could have been him.
Living only an hour away.
An hour?
I cried with my friend on the way home on the bus that day and spent the next 48 hours in a state of shock.
Like that could have been me.
Wait, isn't that a little over the top to cry on the bus home for something at a school an hour away?
Well, I'll be the dick to say that I doubt that that they really cried.
What about the 48 hours? What about the 48 hours in a state of shock?
Probably not.
Trudy,
I'm who sure is this kid?
I'm sure they were upset about it. But.
I would have to have a doctor.
An hour away.
I would have to have a doctor telling me that yes, this patient was in shock for 2 days.
No, that person is appropriating someone else's anguish.
Yes,
yeah, anguish appropriation. There's a new term. I love it.
Whiner.
In response to the shooting, I experienced the South Florida community coming together to stand in solidarity with Parkland in a way I'd never seen before. My three friends and I decided to write, "We need change," on white T-shirts and sell them to our classmates for $5, with profits donated to the Parkland families.
Can I see some accounting?
Forensic accountant, please.
Do you think they skimmed any?
He says they sold 300 shirts. Oh my God.
How many did they have printed up? 5,000?
We need a little counting there. In addition, a couple of students from each grade, including me as one of the freshmen, helped organize a school walkout. We hope to demonstrate our solidarity with both our community and our peers at Parkland, and we channeled our fear into frustration as we demanded legislation and government action to prevent future school shootings. The event had an 86% walkout rate out of our 1,500 student body, even in the face of administrative opposition. I walked along the city streets alongside my peers, my friends, and the student body, a speaker in my hand, leading chants and seeing adults take videos and cheer us on.
I didn't even know that existed.
Any comments?
I'm just
Are you proud of
sure,
these Gen Zers?
If it makes them feel better, fine.
So far, all he's done is make a few T-shirts and then do nothing by walking out.
He had the he was leading chants, though.
What's this dude's name? I want to look him up.
Are
you, I mean, we don't have to. We can edit it out. Or what's the name of the story?
It's by Siu Yun Yang. Oh, now I know it's an Asian person. I feel worse.
I kind of.
I pictured some white kid.
Siu Yun.
Why I'm a hopeful 17-year-old can make a difference, and why you should be too.
I trust my eyes with Dr. Romani, and you should too.
Leader set in the scorching sun for hours, listening to survivor stories. I looked around at the hundreds of students clustered around a small town hall courtyard. I knew I was part of a special group of individuals who stood for justice and security even before graduating high school. This was the moment I knew the fire, the unwavering passion of students who have grown up learning about social justice would not die. Since then, my peers have continuously fought for gun legislation, still visiting legislators and advocating 2 years later. But it isn't limited to America. Internationally, following the actions of environmental activist Greta Thunberg, Gen Z has been leading youth climate strikes, which inspired me to hold my own school's climate change event. We planned for two of my environmentally passionate friends to present speeches while I talked about the importance of writing to legislators. We also made arrangements to bring in a guest to help us plant two seedlings.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
A white oak and a maple along the edge of our school forest. A physical
trees,
symbol.
That's it?
Well, it's just a start. It's a physical symbol
all about you.
Of our commitment to our planet. So that's...
Oh, sounds like a great one.
That's from Amendo, Reconnecting Life and Spirit.
Here she is here.
This is her. I couldn't find it.
Oh, it's a girl. I thought it was some dude.
Really?
Nope.
I don't know why.
It's funny. I thought it was a woman. Yeah. But I didn't think Asian. I don't know why.
Because of the crying.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Brandon, you want to mention some of the hot new cameos that are out there?
Do I? all right. Get your wallet out, because over the last couple of days there has been some new cameos, some new people who are bored on quarantine and they can't make any money, so they need you to give them some money so they could send, I don't know, a happy birthday to your uncle. So starting it off is JJ French from Twisted Sister.
Yeah. Wait, who's JJ French? Are we sure he was in the band?
I think he was. I think he played guitar or something.
Does and everyone know
$75 and he could be all yours on Cameo. Mason Rudolph.
Wait, are there people clamoring for cameos from the other people in Twisted Sister besides D. Snyder?
I think D might already have one.
Can
I'll
we
have to
hear
take a look.
I want to play one.
I think D
hear.
Does.
No.
Mason Rudolph is the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback who is only famous for getting clonked in the head by Miles. Is that Miles Garrett?
Miles Garrett, right? Yeah. And then said the N-word, allegedly.
So Mason Rudolph is more famous than J.J. French. He is $95.
I gotta say, wow. So I went to J.J. French's cameo page, Drew. Look. So there's the promo picture of him, like, back in the day with Twisted Sister. He's got the guitar. He looks pretty sweet. And then I scrolled down. I'm like, who's this guy on his page? Not realizing that he aged and put the guitar away and has glasses now. And,
I mean, is he still in Twisted Sister? Are they still a thing?
Still on cameo. That's all I know.
Kind of a thing.
All right. Next, Brandon.
Jim Norton, comedian, $99 under 100. He was actually already on there as Chip Chipperson. Well, now you can actually get him as Jim Norton.
That's good value. 99 for Jim Norton, don't you think?
If you're a Jim Norton fan, yeah. I mean, a lot of people love Jim Norton.
All right, now a lot of sports are coming pretty soon. Larry Brown, $100. He was the coach of the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, that Larry Brown.
Yes, that Larry Brown, when he led us to the 2000.
Why is he on Cameo?
I know.
He needs the money.
What's up with that?
What?
Now, I want you guys to guess what every single one of the cameos of the next person's going to be. Dikembe Mutombo, what do you think he's going to do for people?
Who wants to sex Dikembe?
No.
Much? The Who Wants to Sex Dikembe story.
$100 for Dikembe Mutombo.
That's all?
$100. Oh. Yes.
Did you know Isaiah Thomas is on here too?
Oh.
Also $100.
He always needs money.
Hello, this is your buddy here, Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh my God.
The NBA Hall of Famer.
What?
Yeah.
Go holler at my boy DJ. It's time to
English,
get drunk.
Motherfucker, do you speak pool. It?
I don't know if that's the best
don't
cameo.
Don't go to any other pool, builder. Or I will strap you away.
Is his energy bar
no,
way
no,
down?
No.
There you go.
Not
right.
Today. Get it, get his pool that. Today.
Wow. Oh, good one.
All right. Next up. Hey, Wu-Tang Clan. Ghostface Killah, $100. That's a bargain right there. I'll tell you what. Oh. Here's a very popular one.
Who?
LeVar Ball.
Cool.
Anyone want LeVar Ball?
I'm undefeated, never lost.
Yeah, he never lost, Drew.
Oh, Jesus.
What's he ever lost?
How much?
It'd
be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship.
Who lost guaranteed. All the money for his shoe empire?
His kid, not him. Never lost.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Now,
he's 200.
Here's the weird thing about LeVar. What's he? How much is he?
He's $133.
Really?
Do you think he does like
LeVar Ball?
Do you think he does really good ones that are long and
probably tries?
Or
yeah, he's
or is he
probably
just phoning it in.
Annoyingly, he puts in an annoying level of effort, as in too much.
G-Man Fresh, what's up? It's the big baller. Yes,
the big baller.
Girl,
you're not a baller,
Samantha, man.
No, wait, why did it stop?
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
What's
she said, only good things going to come to you and your family couldn't be proud of you. They're proud of you more. You know, your sister, your mom, your dad.
Why would
Nelly
I want
Ryan,
cameos from a basketball
all
player's
love
dad?
To death, man.
What the
and
fuck?
Guess what? For them to reach out to the big baller to tell you happy birthday, they doing it big baller style.
I'm undefeated.
Hey,
never
man,
lost.
Happy 22nd birthday.
You are not a big
do your
baller.
Thing. Have a blessed day.
You are an NBA player's dad.
Big baller brand in the building. We out. Triple B's.
He said big baller.
There's no brand in any building.
Big baller.
Not even its own building anymore.
How many times did he say it? 15 times.
This is a guy that thought he could charge $500 for sneakers because he's LeVar Ball.
And
he did. But no, it didn't work.
Thomas, what's going on, man?
Because no one got their sneakers.
Your pops is letting me know that you got that game, man. You're a junior. You've been hooping. Just because you had.
That's it? Oh, LeVar.
Like people need him to tell them how good they are or not. All right, next.
For $200.
All right, next up is Tony La Russa, legendary baseball MLB manager. $150 for Tony La Russa. Here's the next one. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, $250. Plus, he has acknowledged he's probably never going to play football again because he blows.
He's on Cameo now?
$250.
What happened to all that oil family money? Are they not dishing it out to him anymore?
Do you think he will do a Moses incognito guy? Was it Billy? Johnny? Was it Johnny?
Ron Mexico?
No, that was Michael Vick.
Wait, did it rhyme
was
with
it Billy
Manziel?
Manziel? Was that what it
yeah.
was?
Yeah, it was.
He doesn't have any duns.
$250. Jesus Christ. He's such a dope. Oh, I can't wait to see him. They'll be so stupid.
You think he does the money? Stupid sign
he wouldn't
he
be
would do.
If he is doing the money thing, he wouldn't be on Cameo begging for cameos.
Oh, I bet you every single one he does that stupid thing.
Ugh. I saw Tanya Tucker wants almost $1,000.
Yeah, she's $970.
What?
For hers.
She hasn't had a hit in decades and decades.
Yeah, I also saw there's some new ones today that since I wrote them down. Phil Simms is on there for $111. Oscar Robinson, $301.
Robertson.
And let's see, Chris Barron. Ever heard of that guy? Remember him? The Spin Doctors.
Oh, cool.
Oh, boy. Oh, look how weird he looks now.
One, two. The Spin Doctors.
He looks, wow.
Where did they go?
Chris.
Seriously, what happened to the Spin Doctors?
My name's Chris, too. Summer. It's Chris Barron.
He's so, that guy's so
weren't they
high.
Like every other song on the radio for 6 months and then bye?
Yeah,
yeah,
they
yeah.
One album.
And now they go out every summer with a bunch of other artists around that age, like
$30.
Right.
They refuse to play Two Princes, too, which is kind of weird.
Really?
They do not,
yeah,
do
now
they?
They're just sick of it, too, so they won't play it. So they're stuck not playing anything.
He's $30.
Brandon, to wrap things up, can you play? I wanted to go a few minutes into Shane Dawson's apology.
Sure.
This is the YouTuber who apparently has done a lot of bad stuff, as in a lot of blackface, throws the N-word around, all under the guise of being funny. And when people told him, hey, you can't do that, he would argue with them and say, no, there's a black guy here. I can do that. or it's humor. You can't tell someone, you can't put limits on humor. And he would argue. And he would also sick his mob on people that complained to him, including some really woke female. I don't know if she's an influencer type, but she apparently has been for years begging him to stop doing this. And I don't know what he did to her, but there's another guy who apparently sang the N-word, and through some secret account, I guess, brought this guy down, trashed him for singing the N-word.
Wow.
Meanwhile, he's just going wild over there. But this guy is so suddenly woke, it's amazing. Let's see.
It's a 20-minute apology.
Yeah, go in like 7:45. We don't have to listen to the whole thing left. But that's where he gets into blackface, and he's watched millions of blackface videos now.
Okay.
What a racist.
If anybody wants to check out this video themselves, it's called Taking Accountability.
Shane Dawson, this is he's trying to rescue his career desperately.
Is this Richard's son?
No, it's not Richard's son. He's 31 years old. It's not like he's 19 or something. He's 31. He's been doing this for, I think he said, 11 years.
He's got a lot of forehead.
He does. He's a goofy-looking guy. I cannot believe this guy makes millions of dollars. He's not. First of all, I can't believe he's funny and sounds like such a weasel on this thing.
Some way was a part of that. Like, the fact that the word blackface now will forever be attached to me, that's the level at which I have been lately. Just feeling very awful about myself, about what I did, about the jokes I've made, about the videos I've made, and wanting to disassociate from that person, but I can't. Now, there was one person who really tried to get through to me for a long time, and her name is Cheska Lee. And probably 7 years ago, she's a YouTuber, and she tweeted me, and we got into fights back and forth.
Be
and
more funny!
My audience at the time was saying racist things to her, and it was so toxic, and I'm so sorry, and it's so gross, and there's no amount of apologizing for it. And I think I was taking everything as an attack, which is so stupid. Like, looking back, that is stupid. I was taking it as an attack.
No,
like,
strategy.
I'm not racist. Leave me alone. I'm not racist. And, you know, it's what? Like, okay, look what you're talking about. Like that, I don't know how I didn't see that. That is scary. And
is this apology
but
just
one of my biggest problems.
Mentioned for himself?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, what's crazy is how many things he's sorry for. I mean, you would think after like the first 20 things, he'd go, huh, I really probably need to change my act. But it's like he did all these horrible things. I mean, apparently this blackface thing is multiple, like over many posts, over many years, and recent too. And all of a sudden he's so woke. He's gone from being absolutely, has no accountability whatsoever. It's all in the guise of humor. To being incredibly woke, but go ahead.
Brandon. It's not funny.
Let's hear more Shane.
Thinking that criticism is being attacked. Somebody's telling me that I did something wrong. I'm going to go on the defensive, and that's not a good way to live, and it's not a good way to grow and change. And
it's
actually
society's fault.
So speaking of Francesca, there is something on Twitter right now that people are sharing, and I got a text about it today, and my heart completely broke. And it was from my podcast. From 5 years ago. Now, in the clip, I am talking about, the segment was about murder fantasies. Like, oh, is there somebody that you really...
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
And, you know, have you ever fantasized about murdering them? And how would you do it? Stupid. Gross. Awful. Something I would never talk about now. That podcast is a source of so much awful shit for me.
This is... one of the things that drives me nuts about these YouTube celebrities that make a lot of money is the editing of the YouTubes.
Yeah.
It drives me up a wall because it's not natural.
There's quite a few edits in this.
But there's never, you know the edits. They don't care that you know the edits, but there are always these really quick jumps to the next thing, the next thing. So the pace is just fucking weird.
Right.
Maybe I'm just an old man. No.
That's one of the first things that I really noticed from the new YouTube generation and the Snapchatters and the TikToks.
They don't
care.
That's
like a form of their entertainment, like a way that they produce these videos. Yeah, I mean, the Logan Paul, he did a great job with it.
You know? Yeah, I don't understand that.
They slow down.
So many regrets for me. And I loved a lot of those moments, but a lot of them were like, what do we do to make it crazier? How do we make things more insane? Oh, how do we make it more shocking? Like Howard Stern. Like, it just got to a point where
I'm happy it ended.
Because I wasn't even myself. I don't even know who I was at that point.
What? Anyways,
so... In the segment, I started talking about, figuratively murdering someone, and it was insane and gross. Now, she believes, and a lot of people believe, that I was talking about her. And I can say, if I had a Bible, I would put my hand on it.
Oh, my God.
I can say, without a doubt, hand on a Bible.
He doesn't have a Bible?
That was not about Francesca. That was about... another woman. Not that it makes it okay, because it doesn't. Talking about anybody like that is crazy, especially a woman. But it was about a white woman, and the
God's like, part is, don't drag me into this.
Was trying to get through to me too.
Oh, like, a white
she was
woman.
Just
it's
trying
okay.
to explain to me why what I was making.
Was you playing as a white woman?
People. It was at a time when I was making a movie, and I was
because the other girl was black.
I felt attacked all the time, which is stupid. I shouldn't have felt like that, and it got so bad that I don't know. It almost made me want to make the jokes crazier. To make everything crazier, almost like as a, screw you, I'm just going to make it crazier. And that's one reason it's hard for me to watch that movie, because I would never make a movie like that now.
Yeah, right.
Ever.
Sounds like you wouldn't
life.
Do anything.
There's so many offensive
jokes. But it got you a lot of views.
So cheap and shitty and stupid. And there was a woman involved who was constantly giving me criticism and telling me that I needed to stop making so many offensive jokes. And the reason I was so upset wasn't just
sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
This person really tried to, I don't know, there was a lot. They tried to ruin my relationship. It was a lot. I had a lot of
anger. You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
So that anger is gone, by the way. It's all gone. And I'm so sorry to her. And I'm sorry to Francesca. And I should have never talked about anybody like that. There's so many clips that people are bringing up. So there's a clip that has been going around again. A few years ago is when it came out. And they cut out all the parts where
I don't accept your apology.
And they put it together. And it made it seem like I was, talking about how it's normal. So gross.
To be a pedophile.
I would never say that. But also... I shouldn't have been joking about it anyways, which is my problem, my fault. So I'm sorry you heard that.
Get back the money.
There's also other ones, too.
Give the money back. Good point, Trudy.
But my childhood, my past, I've had a lot of pain.
Heads up.
I've had a lot
of he's going to be the victim now?
I've had a lot of issues with my family.
Oh.
And I took that pain and turned it into jokes.
You do racist stuff to be funny.
Instead of joking about them so much, I probably should have just went to therapy earlier and talked about them. I swear on my life, I am not somebody who would ever talk about a child, like in seriousness.
Yeah, that's what Jackson said too.
In any way that was inappropriate. That is disgusting. That is gross.
Do I look like a pedophile?
It's not something I would ever do. It is something I did for shock value or because I thought
you look more like a pedophile than anyone I've ever seen.
Character or whatever. It's all gross. And I promise that is not real. That is not me. Have I done sketches where kids were saying crazy things? Yes. Do I regret it? Even I saw a vlog clip of me and my cousin who was, I don't know, probably 12 or 13 at the time. And we were, I was doing the birds and the bees talk. Dumb, gross shit. And I remember a few years ago, I reached out to her mom, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I can't believe I did this. Like, this is insane. I can't believe I talked to, my cousin like that. And, she was like, oh my God, we know. It's okay. It was funny. Like, we all thought it was funny. Like, that's just how our family
they're complicit.
Is. So I kind of took that then I don't need to apologize for it.
No, because you're complicit.
Because I posted it on the internet for everyone. Not just my family. I posted like a stupid, weird family moment.
Oh my God, do you
so
ever stop talking?
I just was so thoughtless, the things I was posting for so many years. I wasn't thinking. I thought.
Remember, we started 7 minutes into this thing, and there's still 7 minutes left.
Yeah, play a little bit more.
Ugh. You got it.
I thought, I'm in a weird category where I can say whatever I want. And I did. And now it's the biggest regret of my entire life.
Good job.
All of it.
He's so sorry.
Wait. It is not the biggest regret. He still has $12 million in the bank because of this. Is he really going to say it's the worst mistake he ever made?
I don't think so. I think he's going to try and make a comeback.
His apology or whatever he's doing here could have just been 13 seconds.
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so fucked here.
Gee, I guess I was wrong. I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
Now, okay. Even though my apologies in the past for all of these things have not been good enough, they've not been thought out, they've been
very
fear-based, they've been not good at all. I do want to say, since I've apologized for those things in the past, I have made a lot of changes in my life. Changes in just every facet of
good
me
for you.
Has changed. I'm not just saying it.
Allegedly,
I'm not just saying, I'm going to stop doing that, guys. I did stop doing that. I stopped doing that stuff years ago. I don't use any racial slurs in my life.
Oh, he's
going
to
get
busted.
I never use a racial slur in anger ever in my life. That is not better than saying one in anger? I am not a hateful person. I am somebody who took jokes too far and was really, really, really stupid. And
he's too stupid for me to be a fan of him.
All those apologies, if you accept them, thank you.
All of those apologies.
If you don't, I 100% understand because there was a lot. And a lot of that is
he's
stuff
so
that
woke
you
now.
Probably will never forgive me for.
I cannot believe 20 million people subscribe to him. 20 million people like this guy who is so sorry. It wasn't even him.
Yeah.
They were watching something that wasn't even him.
You know, it's not funny, but I get it.
20 million people. God almighty. Was it that good?
No.
Let me see how he ends it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. He's really just really sorry. Play like the last minute and a half. I watched the whole thing.
He was screaming, crying, and whimpering.
Have a heart, and maybe it's covered in a lot of stuff, and maybe they have a lot of issues, but I almost feel like I am attracted to other broken people who have issues, and I want to
like
help
Paris.
Them.
Oh, because he wants to fix
them. Help people see a better side of them, and I'm aware that I'm friends with some people that, you know, have done some bad things on the internet, and I don't condone it, and I don't co-sign it, and that is something that I've always addressed with them privately. I'm ready to own up to this stuff, and I'm ready to hopefully show you guys that it's okay to admit when you're wrong. It's okay to be upset at your past.
Oh, thanks for showing us that.
Thanks for the permission.
But also it's okay if people don't want to accept your apology. People don't want to support you anymore. That's okay too. And I understand. If you watching this video right now feel that way, please.
Are you sorry about the money?
I don't ever want you to feel like I'm forcing
you to forgive me. Off that
terrible content?
From someone that you don't even know?
And I promise that I'm going to show you through my actions.
You
and
promise.
I promise that whatever I do next will be putting good into the world. And it won't be drama or anything negative. And I'm going to stick by that. So thank you for watching this. If you watch the whole thing.
Now subscribe to my channels. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Okay, bye.
I hope you'll like
it. Second down and 9.
After a half an hour.
Done. Put out into the world mistakes.
I hope back. I hope that you can see that and know that it's and say you're sorry in that order.
Address it.
He's still talking.
Wow.
Bye.
So yeah, that's actually a 20-minute apology. That would have been a two-parter if it was like on Quibi. It'd be.
Yeah, why
you know,
Quibi?
This is 100% opposite of Dave Portnoy's
Quibi,
apology today.
Quibi would have been so much smarter to get assholes like him on. He's got 20 million subscribers.
Quibi should just be the apology platform.
It would have been a better idea.
Yeah. It would have been a better idea than what
it would have been.
Yeah.
All right. I want to remind people because we just got the City of Royal Oak and the downtown businesses are actually advertising on the show now, and they want to get the word out that you can take Lyft. Yes, you can take Lyft into Royal Oak or leaving Royal Oak and get $10 off. Such a deal. Thursday and Friday nights, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. So it's really in the evening, Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, if you want to go hang out in town, look at some books, head over to Lily's for a bite to eat, go to the farmer's market, whatever it might be, they can take you in at 10 a.m. Anything on Lyft after 10 a.m. until 2 a.m., is $10 off. And then same deal on the way home. So you could, they could end up paying you money if you live really close. No, I'm kidding. They won't pay you money, but you won't have any charge. Like, I don't know, Berkeley? That, how much can it cost to take a Lyft from Berkeley?
Not much at all. Let me look it up.
The code, by the way, is GO2RO. G-O-2-R-O. Go to Royal Oak. Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
Pretty brilliant.
No, it is. It's easy to remember.
And they're going to have free parking all July in all the lots there, North Lafayette, South Lafayette, Center Street, and 11 Mile Road. So Royal Oak is, and they were, the Downtown Business Authority, or I'm probably saying that wrong, what's it called?
Development, DDA?
DDA, the DDA. Yeah, they've been helping businesses in Royal Oak, too. I mean, they had some, I don't know how people set money aside. I didn't realize
grants.
I didn't realize government set money aside, but they did. Yeah, they gave grants to a lot of businesses, and there's a lot more coming too. So Royal Oak is trying to get back in the swing of things. It was a rough stretch, but it's been going very well, and they are following all the health and safety guidelines.
Beautiful.
That are suggested. So there you go. And Mesa's open for business too. And right. Mesa needs a cook. We lost a cook.
Oh no.
I tell you, it's really hard to keep people. I don't know. I
guess you can't say.
How long do people get the
employer employee yes. confidential?
How long do people get the extra $600 a week?
It's over now, isn't it?
Is it over?
I thought it expired the 28th.
But are you still getting unemployment? You can still get unemployment though for 26 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, a lot of people are going back to work, and we've had some great success stories from the show itself. People have
good
just walked it's very in. Nice. Between 11 and 6 p.m., you can get the outro and talk to Jenna or Tim.
Jenna.
Or you can, let's see, what is it? The address is info@likemesa. info@likemesa. If you want to send something, set up a meeting with Jenna or Tim and let them know what you want to do. And there are incentives! Yes, they're bonuses!
Wow, it's not bad.
It's pretty.
Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
It's a really good deal. I tell you what, if you're looking for some walking around cash and you just want to do something simple, or you're, you know, maybe you're 16 or 17, you can wash dishes or bus tables, that's about it. You can still get a bonus!
Your zesty Mexican margaritas and bean burritos will have you heading south of the border. Adios, everyone!
It's pretty cool. So there you go. So much going on with the long weekend for us. Getting a couple days in. Charlie's got another show out. No BS News.
Good show.
And Elric will be recording tomorrow.
Yeah,
his last show is doing great, by the way.
Well, with Chief Craig, it was a really, really good show. And I, you know, he was Mad People Guy. It was so much shit for having Tristan on, but, you know, ML likes to hear sides of everybody. So Tristan's a guy from Detroit Will Breathe.
Yeah, he raised a little hell. No Filter Sports, too. How'd the episode go today, Brandon?
The episode went great. We had former Lions QB Eric Hipple. He was funny. He was good. And he talked about a lot of the good stuff he's doing now to help out, people who've been affected by suicides.
Did he talk about Matthew Stafford's new baby?
He did not. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? I don't know. What is it?
I don't even know. Fourth
time. Time for Tubby Bye Bye. Time for Tubby Bye Bye.
No. 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 No.